Country Fans!
Play-by-play of tonight's game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field tonight. High school football is on the air. Tonight we got the Scotts Bluff Bearcats and the Hastings High Tigers as they set to go after it here in week number five of the high school football season. Scotts Bluff coming in, a record of 2 wins, 2 losses on the season. The Bearcats losing to McCook in the season opener 14-7. They came back and shut out Mitchell by the score of 48-0. Then went on the road and beat Lexington 49-17, and then lost to Holdridge last week by the score of 28-14. So Scotts Bluff, a record of 2 wins, 2 losses on the season. Hastings coming in, a record of 1 win and 3 losses. The Tigers open up the season with a 50-15 loss to Schuyler. Then they lost to crosstown rival Adams Central by the score of 24-16. They lost to Holdridge 34-13, and they picked up their first win of the season last week, knocking off Seward by the score of 34-26. So it's Hastings and Scotts Bluff for you here tonight. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. And Jimmy, the Hastings High Tigers actually played pretty well last week, racked up some points, 34 to be exact, beat Seward 34-26. So the Tigers have a little momentum as they come into the ball game here this evening.
Well, they really do, Mike. And it was a much-needed victory for Coach Rebarger and his squad. They come into the season, into that Schuyler game, which we were able to do. Played very poorly, poor blocking, poor ball handling. They just really, it was a mess out there. Looked like they hadn't practiced in months. And then they come back out and play a very good ball club in Adams Central and almost upset the Adams Central Patriots. Kind of been a heckle Jekyll Hyde type team this season. You just really don't know what Tiger team is going to show up. But last week, as we were down in Crete doing the Adams Central game, yeah, the Tigers racked up quite a bit of offense. Brady Rutt now the leading ball carrier as far as rushing goes. Yeah, in the Triblin area, seen that last night in the paper. So Brady putting up some big numbers again, and understand they had some different sets and formations set up last week in the ball game with Brady Rutt going in at running back. So didn't see it a whole lot last week. We know that it's in their playbook now, so we'll see what happens. You know, Rick, I think probably just electing to use that at certain times, but that is a dangerous duo if you get Tyler Rebarger in there at quarterback and you get the 195-pound Brady Rutt in there to tailback. He is a tough customer to bring down.
Brady is number two in the state right now as far as rushing is concerned. In Class B, he's averaging 136 yards per ball game. Hastings is a team averaging 274 yards per game now rushing the football, only 58 passing, 332.5 as far as their total offense is concerned. Scotts Bluff coming in, they're averaging 214 yards per ball game rushing, 116 passing. They got roughly 330 yards of total offense per ball game. A couple of guys we'll keep an eye on here tonight. Sam Harvey is number 11 in Class B as far as rushing is concerned. He's averaging 97.3 yards per game. Mike Klein right behind him. He's number 12 in the state in Class B. He's averaging 83.5 yards per ball game. And then Trevor Morgan is their wide receiver. He is number 8 in the state in Class B as far as receiving is concerned. He's got 9 receptions, 254 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So it's 1-3 Hastings taking on the 2-2 Scotts Bluff Bearcats tonight. Temperature-wise, 77 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. Southwest winds at 6 miles per hour here in Hastings at the Osborne Sports Complex. This is the home of the Hastings College Broncos.
Yeah, just a beautiful night, as you said. The afternoon, very nice as well. Going to be a beautiful night for football. I remember we looked down at the Scotts Bluff as they get ready to tee the football up. Remember a couple of years ago, Scotts Bluff coming into to Hastings, and I don't believe they even attempted a pass. They run that double wing offense and simply handed it off right, handed off left, and smash mouth football. But that's not the case anymore. They like to mix it around a little bit, so it's a pretty good Scotts Bluff team at 2-2, and we're underway.
All right, they kick the thing off. Hastings going to receive the opening kickoff. They grab the ball at the 10-yard line, back to the 15, to the 20, center of the field. They bring it out to the 24 to the 25-yard line, and that's where Hastings High will start here tonight. Will Reimer bringing the ball back for the Tigers. Our game tonight, of course, on 1230 KHAS in Hastings, and we'd like to welcome along the folks out west on Wild Country 106.9 out in Scotts Bluff joining us for the broadcast here tonight. Hopefully we can bring a good ball game here tonight between Hastings and your Scotts Bluff Bearcats. So Hastings High will come up here. Brady Rutt is our quarterback. He has been absolutely amazing the past couple of weeks. As Jimmy mentioned, 544 yards, leading ball carrier for Hastings on the season as they hand the ball straight away. That's going to be Herringer as he bangs his way across the 25 to the 26 to the 27-yard line. Just a couple-yard gain on the play there for Hastings High. Austin Herringer, the fullback. As we talked to Rick Breebarger this week, the head coach for Hastings, he wanted to get some more production out of the fullback slot. He thought Herringer played a decent ball game last week, and he hopes he can couple that with a good performance here tonight. He picks up two on that last carry. Second down, 8 yards to go. Hastings with the ball at the 28-yard line. Throw to the near side. The ball's going to be caught here by Hammack. Hammack is across the 30-yard line to the 34. The ball pops loose. Scott's Bluff is on top of it. They give him the ball at that 34-yard line. Hastings High turns over the pig on the first offensive possession. The ball is recovered by Mickey Moretz. Moretz, a 175-pound senior, gets the turnover, and Hastings High turns it over on their second play from the line of scrimmage.
Well, just in a little out pattern, about 3 yards, and Hammack out there wide open. Brady hit him with a good pass, and then Hammack just simply trying to fight for extra yards, got the ball stripped. That is what the Tigers have been plagued with, is turnovers, 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 and mistakes. And they get one early. Scott's Bluff set up a good field position down at the Tiger 30. The 34-yard line.
Grant Lacey is the quarterback. Here's a pitch play now to Mike Klein trying to get outside. He's chopped down. Chopped down trying to turn the corner out there at the 35-yard line. A loss of 2 yards in a play. Klein has got 37 carries, 334 yards so far this year for Scott's Bluff. He's got one touchdown. Klein, we understand, was the quarterback last year for Scott's Bluff. They move him to a running back this year. He gets the first carry here, and he has chopped down a loss of a yard in the play as they bring it back here to the 35-yard line. Scott's Bluff moving from our right to our left. It is south to north here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Man comes in motion. Lacey under center. He's going to hand the ball away again. That's a straight ahead as they give it to Sam Harvey this time, as Harvey bangs his way across the 35 down to the 33-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Brady Minke again for the Hastings High defense.
Well, the Hastings High defense last week bent a little bit but didn't break. They give up a lot of points, but as we talked about, the offense was really the big show. And right now, Hastings High defense really pinning their ears back and going right at the Scott's Bluff offense. And going to bring up a third down here and about 8 yards to go. Ball spotted down at the 32 early here in the first quarter.
Matt Klein to the left, Trevor Morgan to the right. Man comes in motion. That is Harvey now for Scott's Bluff. Dropping back to pass is going to be Lacey. Looks right. He's going to throw right. He's got a man out there and overthrows him. Down at the 2-yard line, that's Trevor Morgan. Morgan's a big target here, Jimmy, for a high school kid. 6'3", 200-pound senior wide receiver. He's at 9 receptions so far this year for the Bearcats. That ball was just simply overthrown by Grant Lacey.
Boy, and really from up here, you could see the size mismatch out there on coverage. Was Patrick Opperman, not near as tall as the intended receiver there. So that definitely is something for the folks in the stands to be watching tonight. That's a huge mismatch. Now we got a timeout on the field. The Scott's Bluff will be lined up into punt. Officials timeout here.
Yeah, Hastings turns the ball over on their second offensive play of the ball game. Scott's Bluff got great field position at the 34. They've advanced it to the 32 after three plays, and now it's going to be a punt formation here for Scott's Bluff. So Scott's Bluff unable to cash in on that Hastings High turnover to start the ball game. Scott's Bluff is going to punt the thing away. They drop the ball themselves, and now they get it away. It's going to be a low kick here. Just barely got it out. That was Tyler Patrick, and it rolls dead down here at the 19-yard line. Boy, that was Tyler Patrick, the punter. Casey Lammers, I think, was the guy in there for Hastings High.
Actually, Casey Lammers downfield, wisely enough, jumped on top of the football. I did not get the guy that was putting the rush on, but the punter bobbled that a couple of times, just barely got it off. But that's very dangerous. There was all kinds of Tiger players right down the middle of the field. That hits one of them, it's a live ball. But the Tigers maintain possession. They'll spot it down at their own 19-yard line with 9:52 left to go here in the first quarter.
That was a 20-yard punt there by Patrick. Here's a handoff for the Tigers as they just go straight ahead with the thing. They give it to Herringer again as he brings it from the 19 out to about the 22-yard line. Trevor Morgan in on the stop there for the Scott's Bluff defense. A pickup of 2 yards in a play, second down and 8. Hastings starting with Brady Minke, Austin Herringer in the backfield with Brady Rutt, the wide receiver James Hammack with Patrick Opperman as the tight end. Springer, Keel, Haltmeyer, Smith, and Resendez across the front of the offensive line. Here's a big hole up the middle across the 25, 30 to the 32-yard line. That is Tanner Jones carrying the ball there for Hastings High. Tanner's going to be alternating with Brady Binky throughout the ball game here tonight. Tanner Jones makes a nice play as he carries the ball all the way up to the 33-yard line. It's a first down for the Tigers.
Nice gain right up the middle of the field. 11-yard gain by Jones. Just a simple handoff right behind the right guard. And a good job blocking. The offensive line has really played well. Last week played real well. Got getting those guys the necessary yardage to win that ball game last week.
All right, here's Brady Rutt, play action pass. He wants to throw. He's under pressure. Rutt unloads to the far side. It's going to be caught. Look out. There's all kinds of trouble here. Down the right sideline, it's going to be caught, getting away and then run out of bounds at about the 43-yard line. Brady under a lot of pressure there. Finally got rid of the thing. Got it to Mindy Maldonado. And that's going to be close enough for a first down.
Did you see how he threw that? He was wrapped up by the Scotts Bluff defenders, transferred it from his right hand to his left hand. He threw that ball left-handed to complete that pass. They pick up 8 yards at second down and two. Brady Rutt can do a lot of things on the football field for you.
Here's Rutt. He's going to run the football. Now he pitches the ball back. That's Jones with it across the 45 out to the 50-yard line. That's a first down. So Tanner Jones carrying the ball out to the 50-yard line for Hastings. The Broncos, or rather the Tigers, move the sticks here as they take the ball right to the midfield stripe. So Brady Rutt, I knew it was coming out there kind of wobbly. If you threw it left-handed, it would be too, huh?
Yeah, it would be, but that was amazing. Kind of a dangerous pass. A lot of defenders out there, but they completed it. And then a good job blocking Tanner Jones. 9 yard gain out to midfield.
Here's Herringer. Big hole again right up the middle across the 45 down to the 42-yard line. Covered up there by the quarterback for Scotts Bluff. It's Sam Harvey. So Hastings finding some success running the football here, Jimmy. They're averaging 274 yards per ball game. They racked up over 400 yards of total offense last week in that ball game against Seward.
Yeah, and already 31 on the ground, and a great job by the offensive line. They're winning that battle up front, and this is going to be key for the Tigers to get this ball down there and try to get some points on this series.
Second down, 3 yards to go. Here's a pitch play again to Tanner Jones, 45-40. He is hit down hard here at the 37-yard line. That's Mickey Moretz, the inside linebacker, making the stop there. 5'8", 175-pound senior. But that's enough for a first down for Hastings. So the Tigers taking the ball right at the Scotts Bluff defense here in the first quarter. Got 8 minutes and 5 seconds to go.
Yeah, everything on the ground except the one completion they had. But the Tigers doing a great job on first down, picking up some decent chunks of yardage out there. Makes it a much more manageable second and third down call. But the Tigers really doing good down to the Scotts Bluff 35.
Rudd wants to throw it again. He does to John Lanson. Lanson grabs it at the 31, and he's decked immediately right there. Sam Harvey again on the stop for Scotts Bluff. Brady doesn't throw the ball a whole lot. He is 23 out of 36 coming into the ball game here tonight. He's completed 63% of his passes, 232 yards, one touchdown, three interceptions, but he's been on the money so far here tonight. That was a pickup of about 7 yards in a play, second down and three from the Scotts Bluff 31.
Well, he has been thrown three passes, three completions. Remember, the one to Hammock was fumbled early in the ball game, but three completions, 14 yards. Brady, a very smart quarterback back there. He won't make a lot of mistakes for you.
Wide receivers left and right. Rudd again throws it across the middle. It's incomplete. Taking a hit right across the middle was Brady Binky, and a hard shot delivered there by Sam Harvey. You don't come across the middle there.
No.
Sam Harvey was waiting for Brady Binky.
No, and I bet Brady Binky comes to the sideline and say, don't call that again. Quarterback, you don't want to throw it too high right across the middle of the field. And that was one step back, threw it across the middle. It was a little bit high, and as Binky went up to get it, he leaves his feet, and you've got all kinds of secondary back there, and they laid a whopping on Binky as the ball falls incomplete. Brings up a third down and four at the Bearcat 31-yard line.
7-10 remaining here in the scoreless first quarter. Here's Rudd again. Option play. They pitch the ball back. Tanner Jones has got it. Lose one man. 30, 25, 20 down his sideline. Still on his feet to the 15. Cuts back to the center of the field to the 10, and he's brought down at the 9-yard line. Nice run again by Tanner Jones. That was not a very good pitch right off of the bat, Jimmy, by Brady Rudd, as they got some penetration there from the Scotts Bluff defense. He makes the pitch complete there, and Tanner Jones does a nice job eluding a couple of guys. Took it down the far sideline and took the ball inside the red zone now. Tigers have the ball to Scotts Bluff 9.
Great penetration on the right side there by the Bearcat defense. Able to get in and get a hand on Brady Rutt. And, yeah, just a dangerous pitch. But then Tanner Jones doing a great job getting around the outside. Picks up 23 yards inside the red zone down to the Bearcat 9.
Here's Tanner Jones. He fumbles the ball. It bounces right back up into his hands here. Across the 5-yard line down to the 4. So Hastings has laid the ball down a couple of times, Jimmy. That time Tanner Jones got the hop, and he's on moving. Took the ball down to about the 4-yard line, and Hastings now looking at second down and goal from the Scotts Bluff 4.
Yeah, Jones very fortunate there. The ball just bounced right back up into his hands, was able to maintain possession, take it off around the left side, pick up 6 yards, inches it down to the Scotts Bluff 3-yard line, 6:15 left to go. The Tigers knocking on touchdown door here tonight.
No score. We're still in the first quarter. 6:09 to play. Hastings working to our end zone to our right. That's the south end zone. Here's Rutt with the ball. He hands it away. That's straight ahead into the end zone. Checking in there with no problem is Austin Herringer. Austin Herringer, the junior, scores a touchdown. That's his second touchdown of the season. And the Hastings High Tigers, Jimmy, very impressively there on that drive. They just jam it down the throats of the Scottsbluff Bearcats, and they score with 6 minutes to play here in the first quarter.
Yeah, the Tigers doing it virtually on the ground. 9 rushes now in the first quarter, 67 yards as Tanner Jones is in the game for the PAT. The placement's down. The kick is up. Almost off of the scoreboard, it is good. So the Tigers, very, very impressive on their second drive of the night. They maintain the possession, take it all the way downfield, primarily all on the ground. The offensive line winning that battle so far. The Tigers look good here early.
So Hastings High avoids the turnover, where they had a turnover there on that second play of the ball game, but Scottsbluff cannot convert. Now the Tigers take it right down the field and jam it into the end zone. 6 minutes to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break for the score. Hastings 7, Scottsbluff nothing.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, Hastings High. 11 plays, 79-yard drive on their second possession of the ball game. The Tigers on top here in the contest by the score of 7-0. Tanner Jones into the football, end over end kick is going to sail into the end zone. Grabbed there by Scottsbluff, but a touchback by the Bearcats. And Scottsbluff will start first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line. So Scottsbluff got great field position following that that fumble earlier in the ball game, Jimmy, but could not do anything with it. In fact, just had 2 positive yards, had to punt the football away, and then the Tigers very impressively take the ball right down the field, and Scottsbluff now trailing Hastings by the score of 7-0.
Yeah, just 3 offensive plays, 1 pass, that fell incomplete, a couple of rushes, and the Tiger defense really stood the challenge, able to keep Scottsbluff from getting any points on the board. Now they'll be set up at the 20-yard line here with 6 minutes left to go in the first quarter.
All right, Grant Lacey, the quarterback for Scottsbluff, sprints out right side, eludes one man, takes it to the sidelines, and now runs it himself, 25. He's at the 30-yard line, still on his feet. Penalty flags go down as Lacey goes down at the 31. Tackle is made in there by Dylan Holtmeyer for the Hastings High defense. Holtmeyer is the leading tackler for Hastings coming into the ball game. He's got 42 stops in the 3 ball games so far for the Tigers, of the 4 games for Hastings High. A penalty flag is down. It is sitting at the 29-yard line of Scottsbluff. The officials going to talk things over, and it's going to be a face mask call against Hastings. So they'll tack that one on the end of the run. And the Tigers going to be penalized for the first time tonight as they bring the ball out to the 36. That'll be a first down for Scottsbluff. So Scottsbluff, the team that averages 214 yards per ball game rushing, 116 throwing the football. Several years ago, this was just a power smash-mouth type of football team, but it kind of went to the air the past couple of years under their new head coach. Here's Lacey under center again. He's going to hand the ball away, and that's not going to go too far. It's hit right at the line of scrimmage, and he falls forward maybe for a yard. Carrying the football there for Scottsbluff is going to be Harvey, I believe. Nope, Mike Klein. Mike Klein carrying the ball, number 22 for Scottsbluff. And a pickup of about 1 yard in the play. Second down and 9. Football now resting between the 36 and the 37.
Well, early in the ball game, but really impressed with the defense in front of Hastings High, really making some good penetration in there. Nothing really working very easily for Scottsbluff. So far in the middle, they had the 1 big gain. That was when the quarterback got outside and scrambled for some decent yardage.
Here's a sprint out again by Lacey. Throws it near side. That ball is going to be caught here by Aurora at the 47-yard line. Should be enough for a first down, or very close to it anyway. Tackle is made in there by Patrick Opperman for Hastings High defensively. So they get it to Roar. The check down is going to be a Trevor Morgan, number 86, and not 26. So Trevor Morgan, number 86, wide receiver, makes the catch there for Scottsbluff. They're going to get more forward progress only to the 44, so he's going to be about 2 yards shy of a first down. 4.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 7-0 is the score. Hastings out on top of Scottsbluff. Grant Lacey under center. backs offset behind him to his right. Lacey looks over the defense. Long count. Hands it away. That's going to be Harvey trying to get outside. He's across the 45-yard line to the 50, to the sideline, to the 45-yard line, and Russell out of bounds. Harvey's going to have enough for a first down. He was run out of bounds over there by Hastings High and over there for the Tigers. And down on the play is Jordan Perez. Perez comes up from the quarterback position to make the stop or at least run him out of bounds. And now Perez is down right in front of the Scotts Bluff bench. We got 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the opening quarter at the Osborne Sports Complex as Jordan Perez is going to be looked at on the far sidelines now for Hastings High. Got some early scores in for you. Sydney is out on top of Holdridge. Now Holdridge has come back to tie things up. So 7 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. Sydney 7 and Holdridge 7. Minden is out on top of Centura 7-0. That is midway through the first quarter. St. Mary's has got a lead in the third quarter over Newcastle. The score is 40-6. And Wheeler Central played an early game today. Wheeler Central has beaten Lynch in high school football by a score of 52-29. Broken Bow at last check in the second quarter with 3:50 to play had a lead over Shadron, the score of 21-6. We'll certainly keep you up to date on all the scores throughout the broadcast here tonight on 1230 KHIS in Hastings and also on Wild Country 106.9 in Scotts Bluff.
Well, Perez is up, but the trainer's helping him off, not putting any weight on that left leg, whether it's an ankle or a knee injury, but they'll help Perez off, and we'll be back underway.
Hastings has really kind of avoided the injury bug so far this year. Only a couple of guys have banged up, but here's Jordan Perez, a starting quarterback for Hastings, now going to the sidelines.
Yeah, that's one thing. I talked to Rick a couple of weeks ago. I said, you know, you've been unscathed as far as the injuries, and he told me to hush down. He said, usually we look like the MASH unit down there.
All right, so it's a first down and 10 now for Scotts Bluff. They've got the ball in Hastings territory for the second time here tonight for the 45-yard line as they just go straight ahead here. Carrying the ball there was Rohr. Seth Rohr takes it from the 45 down to about the 43-yard line. A pickup of 2 yards in the play. Brandon Springer hit on the stop there for Hastings High. Springer, a big 5'11", 240-pound senior defensive tackle for the Tigers. A pickup of 2 yards in the play. Second down and 8. Scotts Bluff right to left here in the first quarter of play. Hastings has the lead by the score of 7-0. Lacey, quick pitch. It's going to come to Harvey. Trying to get outside 45 to the 40, and he is driven out of bounds here right at the 40-yard line. So Seth Harvey trying to get outside. Tackle is made in there by Brady Rutt, who's playing on defense here tonight for Hastings High. Rutt runs him out of bounds after a couple-of-yard gain. Now Scotts Bluff looking at a third-down situation. Third down, 5 yards to go from the Hastings 40-yard line.
Boy, and you can see why Harvey's racked up the yardage that he has. A very physical back, and when he gets to the outside, he's got some speed. And Brady Rutt does a nice job out there just sealing him off in front of the Tiger bench. Only picked up about 3 yards, so it sets up the Bearcats with a third down. 5 yards to go. Ball on the Tiger 40. 3:36 left to go here in quarter number one.
All right, Harvey goes in motion off to the far side for Scotts Bluff. They're going to hand the ball away, and he's not going to get anything in there for Hastings High. Making the stop is Patrick Opperman. He hit the ball carrier, Jimmy, just as soon as Rohr got the ball. Opperman was in there. A great job by Patrick Opperman coming up from the rover spot to make the stop for Hastings. A loss of a yard and a play, and it's now fourth down for Scotts Bluff.
Yeah, and that's one thing that Hastings has been very good at doing so far in this ballgame is getting penetration down there. Their down linemen have been able to get through that Bearcat line, and that one there, Opperman, does the duties there and brings down the ball carrier for just a 1 yard loss. So we're going to bring up fourth down. Back deep, we've got Tyler Rebarger, and I believe number 82, Will Reimer, back there to receive the punt.
And the kick is going to come down here to Rebarger at the 9-yard line. Brings it back to the 10. He's at the 15, 16, 17-yard line. And he's going to be brought down right there by Scotts Bluff down there in coverage for the Bearcats. Number 15, Mike Haddon. Got an early score in. It's Adams Central out on top of Gehring midway through the first quarter. Adams Central 7 and Gehring nothing. Those two teams played in the playoffs last year in the quarterfinals.
Actually, these two teams could have just hopped on one great big bus and come down together because I think that's what's going to happen next year, if I'm not mistaken, with the schedules for next year.
Yeah, Hastings High and Adams Central will both be playing out to West in the same weekend. Here's a Brady Rutt. He brings it to the 21-yard line before he is covered out the play. Tackle is made in there by Mike Klein, number 22 for Scotts Bluff. I asked the folks down from Scotts Bluff tonight if the trip got any shorter. He said no.
Didn't
get any shorter.
I can't imagine. You'd think it's downhill. It would be faster, but no.
We made a trip out there for baseball during the summer a couple years ago. I think last year. It's a long way.
Yes, it is.
Scott's Bluff, of course, bringing the big bus out here. Here's a handoff straight ahead now for Hastings High across the 25 out to the 27-yard line. Brady Minky, the ball carrier there for Hastings. Tell you what, Rick Rebarger is getting a lot of guys, Jimmy, involved in the offense. We've seen a couple of guys already carry the ball, and Minky and Herringer. We've seen Rutt carry the ball. Five different guys have carried the ball so far.
Yeah, 11 carries for the Hastings High offense so far, and five different Tiger ball carriers have taken in that one there. Again, a good job right up the middle was Minky getting some quick yardage, picks up 8 yards. The fifth first down here in the first quarter as the Tigers now inch it out to the 27-yard line.
So the Tigers move to six again. Here's Rutt. He hands the ball away. First man through. That's going to be Minky, as Minky is going to be hit down at about the 29-yard line. Look at the white shirts getting up there. We got four or five guys and on the stop there for Scott's Bluff. A pickup of only 2 yards on the play for the Tigers. It's going to bring up a second down and eight situation now for Hastings High.
Tell you what, the Tigers racking up some yardage already in this ball game. As you said, what, nearly 400 yards last week. Already here in the first quarter, 94 total yards of offense, 14 through the air, 80 on the ground on 12 carries. Very impressive. As I said, the offensive line doing a nice job down there for Rick Rebarger.
Last time Hastings had the ball, 11 plays, 79 yards for the touchdown. Here's a throw out to the far side. It's caught by John Lainson. Lainson down the sideline, 35, and he's run out of bounds at the 40-yard line. He'll be very close to another first down for Hastings High. Mike Klein over there defensively for Scott's Bluff. Also, Zach Clemens, a 195-pound junior, over there to run him out of bounds. He just picks it up for a first down. They'll move the sticks again. The Tigers pick up another first down here at the 40-yard line.
First down, number six, the first one on the night through the air, and the Tigers now with 104 total yards of offense on a 10-yard completion to Lainson. A nice catch and run from Brady Rutt.
All right, two wide receivers put to the right side. Hastings up to the line of scrimmage. Here's a handoff. Nope, it's going to be Brady carrying the ball across the 45 to the 46-yard line. That was a nice fake inside to Austin Herringer. Radio guy went with him as a Brady Rutt took it around the left end and moves the ball out to the 45, a pickup of 4 yards and a play of second down and six.
Yeah, Brady just tucked that ball down on his left hip and went around the outside. They were able to bring him down, but not after he picks up nearly 5 yards. So it's going to bring up second down and five from the 45, and we're inside a minute, actually down to 30 seconds and counting here in the first quarter.
All right, second down here for Hastings. A man goes in motion. They're going to pitch the ball to him. That's Minky trying to get outside of the near side, 50. He's at the 45-yard line, and he's run out of bounds here at the Scott's Bluff 43. Making the stop there is Luke Warden, number 34 for Scott's Bluff. But again, Hastings having success getting outside as the Tigers pick up another first down here at the Scott's Bluff 45-yard line. 19 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
Boy, this has been very impressive. If this is the way that Coach drew it up on the play board, they have executed this thing perfectly here in the first quarter of play, doing everything on the ground and doing what they want against the Scott's Bluff Bearcat team.
All right, Hamming splits out wide to the left side. Hand off again to Minky. We got some defensive penetration, and they're going to bring down Minky back here at the 48. Tackle is made in there is Mike Klein, number 22. Here's a score that'll surprise you. At the end of the first quarter, Ravenna nothing, Hastings St. Cecilia nothing.
Well, did it just kick off?
Says the end of the first quarter.
Well, that is hard to believe.
That's up in Ravenna tonight. We'll keep you up to date on all the scores. TCU in college football tonight is leading SMU's out on top of TCU. The score is 7-0 early in that football game. We have reached the end of the first quarter here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field will take a break with a score. Hastings 7, Scott's Bluff nothing.
Rivals Barn Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Barn Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings. Open every day at 11 a.m.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much, and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field. Temperature in the 70s here tonight as we enjoy the fifth week of the 2010 high school football season. Scott's Bluff trailing the Hastings High Tigers 7-0. as we start this second quarter of play. Here's a pitch play down to Minky. Minky eludes one guy. He's taking it down the sideline, 45-40, 35-30, and he's run out of bounds. Brady eludes one man there in the backfield and then tucks it down the sideline. Found a little seam and took the ball all the way down to the Scotts Bluff 29. Hastings continues to have very good success running the football against his Scotts Bluff defense.
Well, they are. They needed 13. They pick up 20, the eighth first down of the night. And on the first play of the second quarter, Minky picks up the longest play from scrimmage of a 20-yard gain all the way down to the Scotts Bluff 28-yard line. Very, very impressive.
All right, Brady out in their center again. Here's Minky coming in motion. Rutt's going to throw the football. He backs up. He throws it down there. A jump ball situation, and it's incomplete. Trying to get the ball downfield. Back there in coverage for Scotts Bluff was Mike Haddon, number 15. The intended receiver, I think, was going to a James Hammock, number 85. It was just a bunch of people down there, like a jump ball situation down at about the 10-yard line.
Yeah, Brady just kind of threw that up in the middle of the field, and a lot of guys kind of surrounded around the football. Unfortunately enough, it falls incomplete. Look at some first quarter numbers. Scotts Bluff through the air, 1 of 2 passing, 8 yards, 29 yards on the ground, so 37 and 1 first down for the Bearcats. The Tigers, 24 through the air, 92 on the ground, 116 total, 7 first downs.
Here's Rudd again on the option play. Pitchback comes. Tanner Jones grabs it. He takes it off of the carpet here, and down he goes. Again, not a very well-advised pitch there by Brady Rudd. He was wrapped up on the play and then kind of flipped it back here. The thing bounced right in front of Tanner Jones, and by that time the defense was there, snowed him under. It's a 4-yard loss for Hastings, and it's now third down and 14 yards to go. The Tigers, again, avoid a big turnover.
Well, they do, Mike, and that's one thing we have seen in the games that we have done against for Hastings is that every now and then Brady will get a little antsy and make an errant pitch, and that one there, he should have just kept the football, was not going to make any positive yardage. Scotts Bluff had the numbers, but fortunately enough for the Tigers, it bounces right back up in their hands after a 5-yard loss, third down 15.
Brady again wants to throw the football. Here comes the pressure. He's hit, and he's sacked. Back here at the 39-yard line, getting through there for Scotts Bluff, number 65, Justin Becerra. Justin Becerra coming in through there like a rocket, Jimmy, 190-pound junior. Brady had no chance of that one.
Well, he didn't. He looked at his relief valve was Tanner Jones over on the right side, and he didn't even have time to get the football to him. Brady just wisely enough just takes the sack, a loss of 4, and it'll bring Tanner Jones in for the first punt. He'll stand right at the H in the middle of the field.
Jones averages 37.4 yards per kick. He'll try to pin the Bearcats back deep. Kind of a low kick. It's going to be fielded here at the 5-yard line, back to the 10, 15, 20, down to the sideline. Penalty flag down, 25 out to the 30-yard line. Bringing the ball back there was Mike Klein for Scotts Bluff. Again, a penalty flag is down here to about the 21. 27-yard kick, about an 18-yard return for Klein. But we'll check out the penalty flag with 10 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings High out on top by a score of 7-0. Tigers using an 11-play, 79-yard drive in their second possession of the ball game. The Bearcats walking back toward their own end zone here, so Scotts Bluff going to be penalized after a nice return by Klein. It's going to be an illegal block here for Scotts Bluff, so that'll bring the ball back here well inside the 15-yard line. They'll spot the football down at the 11. So Scotts Bluff in their deep end of their own territory here. Scotts Bluff moving now from left to right here in quarter number 2. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 7-0. Grant Lacy, the quarterback. Backs to the offset eye here as Lacy looks over the defense. Quick pitch. Comes to the near side. That's going to be Rohr. Rohr is hit, and down he goes. Just a short gain. 1, maybe 2 yards in a play. Tackle is made in there by Hastings High. That's Alex Keel, number 65, making the stop there for the Tigers.
Good job by James Hammock there as he's playing in the defensive secondary. That was a change made last week because of pass coverage that had been blown in some games prior. But Hammock doing a great job coming over there, forcing the running back to the middle of the field. Then the Tigers had the numbers, were able to bring down the ball carrier for about a 1-yard gain.
All right, so second down, 9 yards to go. The football right at the 12-yard line now. Lacy sends a man in motion. That's Harvey off to the far side. Lacey's got the ball. He's going to throw it out there. It's going to be caught. That's Morgan with the ball, fighting. Morgan takes it across the 15 out to the 16-yard line. So they bring it out to about the 16 where he is snowed under there by Hastings High. And on the stop there for the Tigers was Blaine Gatz. Gatz over there for the first time here tonight. Blaine, a senior for the Tigers. That was a short pickup of only about 3 yards. And now it's third down and about 6 yards to go for Scotts Bluff. The football is at the 15-yard line of Scotts Bluff. Morgan splits out wide to the right side. Backs again. Split now behind the quarterback, Lacey. Up under center. Looks over the defense. Long count. Lacey wants to throw. Backs up. Surveys the field. Throws it here. It's going to be tipped. Nearly intercepted. It is tipped there by Hastings High. Blaine Gatz got his hands on it there. That ball was nearly intercepted as well. Trying to make the diving attempt at it is John Langson. But Scott's Bluff goes three plays and out, and the Tiger defense has looked pretty solid here tonight.
Well, and again, we talked about defensive pressure, and Gatz right there looked like he was shot out of a gun as he was able to bull rush his lineman, get in there, put his hands up, knocks the ball, it kind of fluttered to the turf, and yeah, as you said, nearly intercepted there by the Tigers. Now they're going to get great field position as the return guys stand at their own 45-yard line.
That's Reimer and also Rebarger over there for Hastings, standing at their own 45, short kick. Here comes Reimer. He lets it bounce. It's going to be down here by Scott's Bluff. Kind of takes a Hastings bounce. Scott's Bluff will down here. Matt Klein down on the special teams for the Bearcats. It's only a 27-yard punt there by Scott's Bluff. Reimer did a good job just staying away from that one because he touches right there. That's a live ball down there in midfield, but he kind of skips away from it there at the last second.
Well, and he had his defender coming bearing down on him. He was hoping that he put his hands on the football because he was ready to pin his ears back and lay a whooping on Reimer. But he lets that thing bounce free. And the Tigers will take over at the Scottsbluff 43-yard line. 8:46 left to go till half. Great field position for Rick Rebarger and his Tigers.
Hastings out on top by the score of 7-0. So Hastings will start this drive in Scottsbluff territory. Here's Rutt, and we're going to have an illegal procedure on Hastings. Not everybody went on the right count. Blaine Gatz, I think, was one of the guys that jumped. Looked like half of the guys had it on count one. The other half had it on count two. It didn't mesh, and Hastings going to be penalized here 5 yards for an illegal procedure. So, Hastings is going to be penalized for the second time here tonight. The ball moved back to the 48-yard line. 8 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Hastings St. Cecilia now in the second quarter with a lead over Ravenna in high school football. 7-0 is the score. In the third, Broken Bow continues to lead Shadron 28-6. Here's Brady Rutt, quarterback keeper, and he's going to be hit at the 48-yard line. Tackle was made in there by Seth Rohr for Scott's Bluff. Rutt turns the corner, and right there was Rohr to knock him down to the turf. A pickup of only about a half a yard in the play. We'll still call it second down and 15 yards to go for the Tigers.
Well, and a good hole opened up. That's why Brady tucked the ball up under his elbow and just kind of took it right up field. But, boy, Scott's Bluff very quickly over there was able to drop Brady for actually no gain on the play. So it's going to be second down 15. Ball at the 48 after the penalty.
Wide receiver now is Will Reimer. He's into the ball game. Wide out to the right side. Backs in the offset eye here behind Brady Rutt. Brady backs up, throws the ball far side. It's going to be caught down here, but a short gain. Only to the 46-yard line. Catch is made by Patrick Opperman, the tight end for the Tigers. So only a short gain from about the 48 to the 47. We'll give 1 yard gain on the completed pass to the far sideline, so it's third down and 14.
Well, and Brady wanted to go downfield, but just good coverage by Scott's Bluff. Had to go to his relief valve over there in Opperman, and yeah, defensively, Scott's Bluff was all over that one in a short game. So with 8 minutes left to go here till half, brings up a third and 14 on the Bearcat 47.
All right, Brady again with the backs in the eye. Backs up. Brady backs up. He wants to throw. Cocks the arm, and now he's going to run. Brady at the 50, runs into his own man at the 45, breaks outside, still on his feet, and down he goes at the 42. Tackle is made in there by Tim Magnolino for the Scotts Bluff Bearcats. Brady wanted to take the ball downfield again. Hastings running out of the eye the last couple of plays. They have been running out of the wing for all of Rick Rebarger's career, I think, here at Hastings High, but running out of the I formation. They showed a little bit of that last week against Seward.
Yeah, and I know they have changed some stuff up in practice in formations and that, but that one there, Brady able to pick up nearly 6 yards, but not going to be near enough as it's got to go 9 more yards, and Tanner Jones is into punt. He'll angle this over to the left sidelines.
Tigers down there trying to pin the Bearcats back deep, and it goes into the end zone, so a touchback there. It's going to be about a 43-yard kick for Tanner Jones, but only 23 on the net. And Scott's Bluff will have the ball first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line here tonight. 7:13 to play first quarter. 7-0 is the score. Hastings scoring on their second offensive possession of the ball game.
Well, and Scott Bluff has made some nice adjustments defensively because the Tigers were able to just basically pound it right down the throat of the Bearcats. But here in the second quarter, the defense has really stiffened up for Scott Bluff, and they forced Hastings into a couple punting situations.
All right, Grant Lacey brings the offensive troops back out. He backs up, Lacey throws it to the near side. The ball is going to be caught at the 20. Down the sideline, 25, and run out of bounds over here. Right in front of the Hastings High bench. The pass is completed over here to number 22, Mike Klein for Scotts Bluff. He has run out of bounds right down in front of us here. At about the 29-yard line. Second down and a yard for Scotts Bluff. Scotts Bluff dressed in their away jerseys here tonight. It will be white, trimmed and lettered in the red. The Tigers in their black uniforms with their orange helmets here tonight. Second down and a yard for Scotts Bluff from the 29. Here's Lacey again, sprints out left side, cocks the arm, throws the ball. The pass is delivered low. It's incomplete. Casey Campbell, the intended receiver there, the 165-pound senior for Scotts Bluff, went down to the turf to try to grab it at the 45, but it was extremely low. Delivered there by the quarterback, Grant Lacey, and it's an incomplete pass.
That's a very tough one to make as you're a right-handed quarterback rolling to the left side. You've got to throw across your body, and the pass was thrown down to the turf low, goes incomplete. And Scotts Bluff will be set up here with a third down and one on their own 29.
All right, Lacey will send a couple of wide receivers to the right side. He's got the ball. Pitchback comes over here. Hastings in pursuit, and they're not going to get there. Nice defensive play again by the Tigers. A pitchback come trying to take the ball to the near side, and now a late penalty flag goes down. Running the football was Luke Warden for the Scotts Bluff Bearcats. Hastings was right over there defensively. Brady Rudd, I think, one of the guys leading the charges there for the Tiger D, but a late penalty flag now could go on Hastings.
Well, this was a couple of guys going at it. Blaine Gatz and then number 56 for Scotts Bluff, Tyler Patrick, going at it, and they're going to be talking to Hastings High. I watched as Gatz tried to get off the pile. He kind of got a little shove from Patrick, and that's going to be the case. They'll call it against Scotts Bluff. Usually the guy that responds last is usually the one that gets penalized. So a big penalty here going to cost them 15 yards, and the Tigers will get some good field position.
Grand Island leading Columbus 7-0 after the first quarter. Holdridge leading Sydney 13-7 after one quarter. Minden 27, Centura nothing midway through quarter number two. 7-0 here. Scotts Bluff is trailing Hastings High. High school football action here tonight. Ball is at the 14-yard line after the penalty. The personal foul there on Scotts Bluff. So, again, the Bearcats will have to punt the thing away. Patrick stands at his own goal line. Hastings will get good field position, as Jimmy mentioned. The snap was low. Patrick takes it off of the turf. Here's a kick that's going to drive the Tigers back into their own territory. Will Reimer grabs the ball at the 48-yard line. So a good kick there of about 36 yards. Hastings will start in their own territory, but up here near the midfield stripe. They'll put the ball down to 48. Tigers with 6:47 to work now here in the second quarter.
Well, as we said, it come pretty easy in the first quarter. 92 yards on the ground on 15 carries for the Tiger offense. Since that time, 5 carries, 16 yards. The Bearcats have done a much better job against this offensive line for Hastings High, where they had won the battle in the first quarter.
All right, Brady Rudd comes back out for the Tiger offense. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side. Brady hands the ball away. Two hands on the football. I think that's Minky in there now. As Minky takes the ball to the 50. A pickup of 2 yards in a play. So Brady Minky, the 5'10", 155-pound junior, now carrying the ball. Five different guys have touched the ball for Hastings here offensively in the first half of play. Rick Rebacher doing a good job of shuffling some fresh people into the ball game. Here comes John Lanson. He will deliver the play now for the near side from the Hastings High coaching staff. Second down, 8 yards to go. Hastings with the ball right at the midfield stripe here. Tigers will send a wide receiver. That's Lanson to the left side. Minky going in motion now to the far side. Brady Rutt fakes. He's going to run the football. Rutt is in trouble. Gets away from one man. Takes the ball into Scotts Bluff territory, and he's drilled here at the 49-yard line. So Brady has yet to get uncorked here in the ball game. Tackle is made in there by Tyler Patrick, number 56 for Scotts Bluff. 1 yard gain, Brady Rutt, 544 yards, 68 carries so far this year. He is averaging 8 yards per carry this season with 5 touchdowns.
Well, with a couple of quarterback sacks tonight, 7 carries and only 5 yards for Brady Rutt, leading ball carrier in the game. Tanner Jones, 5 carries and 54 yards.
All right, so Tanner Jones seeing some extended playing time here tonight. He came in with 77 yards and 28 carries. And now the officials holding a play here momentarily. They're talking with the Tigers. Looks like some equipment problems in the Tiger huddle.
Headgear looks like a chin strap on Brady Rutt.
Patrick Opperman offering his services.
and James Hammett coming over. Only one guy up there, fellas. Now we're ready to go.
Third down now for Hastings High. Third down, 8 yards to go. Hastings High with the ball to Scotts Bluff, 49-yard line. You're joining us late. The 11 plays, 79-yard drive on the second offensive possession for Hastings. Tanner Jones added the PAT after Austin Herringer stuck it in the end zone. That's been the only score of the ball game so far, 7-0. Tigers have the lead. Rutt wants to throw the football again, steps up. Now he's going to run with it. 50, 45, and he's down at the 44. Has his cap knocked off down there at the 44 as he's brought down a couple of yards shy of the first down. So now Hastings High looking at a fourth down situation. Fourth down and two, and Rick's going to play it safe here. He's going to send the punt team back out.
Well, they wanted to set up a screen pass. That was not there, and Brady was lucky just to get out of where the pocket was. He had three Bearcats try to grab a hold of him. He's able to get out of there, pick up some positive yards. We'll give him five on the carry, but it's not enough. It's going to come up a couple yards short. Tanner Jones in for his third punt of the evening.
All right, Klein drops back deep along with, I think, Roars back there now for Scott's Bluff. Tanner picks this one off of the carpet. Here's the kick. It's going to angle to the near side. It's going to be grabbed there by Klein. Klein brings the ball back. Now cuts it back to the center of the field, 30, 35-yard line, where he's hit right there, and down he goes at the 35. Tackle was made in there by Opperman of Hastings. So now Scott's Bluff will come back out offensively. First down and 10 on their own 35-yard line, a 25-yard kick, a 15-yard return by Klein. And Scott's Bluff will try to get their offense cranked up here. 4:41 to play in the second quarter, 7-0 Tigers.
Well, Scott's Bluff here in the second quarter, only 13 yards of offense, 12 through the air, and only one on the ground. Two carries, 1 yard is all Scott's Bluff has. We have a timeout on the field.
All right, Scott's Bluff wants to call a TO before they come out here offensively. We'll take a break, 4:41 to play in quarter number two. Hastings High 7, Scott's Bluff nothing.
It's more than beautiful flowers and plants. Bob Sass Flowers has a new look, new home decor, new gift lines, including baby shoes, jewelry, diaper, and handbag, plus fall decor and door art. Say it with flowers and much more at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Wilson, Jimmy Purcell back here in Hastings at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. 7-0 is the score. Hastings High out on top of Scott's Bluff here tonight, but the Bearcats now with the football. Plenty of time to work here in the second quarter. They've got it on their own 35-yard line. Here is Lacey up under center again. He hands the ball away. That's going to be Mike Klein, as Klein brings the ball across the 35 to the 36, 37-yard line. A short pickup there of a couple of yards. You purchased a new cell phone, and that thing is making all kinds of racket here tonight.
Yeah, I tell you, I had to renew. They wanted me to get into a new phone. You hated the sounds that I had on my old phone. I can't download them anymore, but I'm going to have to quiet that thing down as we've got scores rolling in all across the state here on both of our phones.
All right, second down, 8 yards to go. Lacey, play action pass, wants to throw the ball deep. We got contact made out there. The ball is overthrown. Morgan was the intended receiver. He just absolutely runs over a defender back there for Hastings High. Back there was Austin Guidison for Hastings. I don't know if Austin was at fault or not. Morgan just kind of ran over him down here at the 30-yard line.
Well, and that ball was grossly overthrown as well, so you could call it uncatchable. We'll see the official stand here. They're going to confer. They may wave this off.
Interference call against Hastings.
Boy,
that's a tough call there. And the Hastings High coaching staff don't agree with that one either down here on the near sideline.
Well, yeah, where the players went down was right about the 40-yard line. The ball landed at the 30. It was a good 10 yards overthrown. So,
Morgan just simply ran over Guidison down there.
Yeah, he wasn't doing nothing wrong. He was actually trying to get out of the road.
So, Scott's Bluff gets a break here. They take the ball into Hastings High territory. First down and 10 on the Tiger 48-yard line. Lacey wants to throw. Sprints out right side under pressure. Here's the throw to the near side. It's going to be the catch it. No. It hit the turf. So the intended receiver there was Matt Klein for Scott's Bluff, but the ball was delivered low as Lacey was under pressure again. I think Lanson was one of the guys in there for Hastings High defensively trying to chase him down. Brought him all the way to the near sideline, and then Lacey made that tough pass down the near side. It was delivered low to Klein.
A couple of Tigers getting in there, chasing Lacey over to the right side. Blaine Gatz, who's having a good game. Casey Lammers as well, coming from that linebacker position, able to force Lacey over to the right side. Second down and 10 here, 3:58 left to go to half.
Scott's Bluff has the ball, and he sings high, 48-yard line. Lacey wants to throw it again. Lacey sprints out left side, carries it himself across the 45 to the 40, and he has run out of bounds over there at the Hastings High 39-yard line. So Lacey unable to find anybody downfield again. Dylan Haltmeyer will push him out of bounds at the Hastings High 40-yard line. So Scott's Bluff now looking at third down and about 2 yards to go. The Bearcats now on the move here. Still plenty of time, 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play in quarter number two.
Well, we'll see what the Hastings High defense has in store for Scott's Bluff here. Last time they had a third down and short, Brady Rupp made a great stop on the Scott's Bluff ball carrier. So we'll see what happens here. Third down or two, ball right at the 40.
All right, three running backs in the backfield this time for Scott's Bluff on third and short. Here's a handoff. Harvey has got the ball. Harvey's going to have to push down as he brings it across the 40, down to about the 37-yard line. Langton on the stop there for Hastings High, but Harvey picks up the first down. Sam Harvey, a 6-foot, 185-pound senior. He had 50 carries, 292 yards. He averages 5.8 yards per carry. He has scored 5 touchdowns for Scott's Bluff. So they've got a nice 1-2 duel here with Klein and Harvey. Klein's got 334 yards coming in here. Harvey at 292. It's a first down for the Bearcats. First and 10 at the Hastings High, 37. Tigers out on top, 7-0, but the Bearcats driving here late in the second. Lacey backs up. Here's a pass across the middle. Incomplete pass. Morgan again was the intended receiver. Opperman may have got a hand on it there for Hastings High as he knocks her down at the Tiger 25-yard line. Incomplete pass at second down and 10.
Boy, Scott's Bluff really spreading the field there. Four wide receivers out, two to the left, two to the right. And Lacey elects to go to the short man up. Everybody else was running deeper patterns downfield. And that one there, that probably should have been caught. That wasn't too bad of a pass. It was a little bit out in front of him. Still hit his hands, but it falls incomplete. And we have a timeout, Scott's Bluff.
Yeah, the Bearcats want to call their second timeout of the first half, so we'll take a break. Late in the second quarter, we'll take a timeout here with a score. Hastings High 7, Scott's Bluff nothing.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
Jimmy Purcell back here in Hastings at the Osborne Sports Complex. Adams Central now leading Gehring tonight 14-0. 14-0. Adams Central leading Gehring. Hastings High has a 7-0 lead here over Scott's Bluff, where the Bearcats are driving. 3:23 to play in the second quarter. Scott's Bluff with the ball now, second down and 10 from the Hastings High 37-yard line. Lacey under center. Goes a little bubble screen out to the far side. It's going to be caught there. That's a Matt Klein, and protection kind of breaks down over there, and Klein is dropped after, well, he did not even get back to the line of scrimmage.
No, and actually, when Lacey threw that football, it was a pass behind him, so it would have been a live football. If that falls down, it would have been a lateral. But that one comes down short, actually a loss of one here. So third down 11 with 2:55 left to go till half.
So third down and 11. Scott's Bluff with the ball to Hastings High 38. Grant Lacey, the quarterback for Scott's Bluff, brings the ball back on a draw. That's going to be Harvey. He'll lose one man at the 35. He's down to 30 and brought down at the 27. That's going to be very, very close to a first down. We'll see where they spot the football. He had to take it to about the 27, and that's just about where they're going to put the football down. They're not even going to measure it here. It's going to be a first down. Opperman and Austin Gunnison in on the stop there for the Tigers.
First down number four for Scott's Bluff as they spread the field again and just hand it right up the middle to their big running back and Harvey, and he picks up some good yards, 12 yards on the gain as they inch the ball down deeper into Tiger territory, down to the Tiger 27, 2:26 and counting till half.
Harvey goes in motion out to the far side. The ball is on the far side hash. Here's a quick pitch now to Mike Klein. Eludes one man, 30-25, and he's run out of bounds to the 20-yard line. I like the way Scott's Bluff rushes the football here. They like to get to the sidelines. And Klein finds a little seam over there to take the ball down to the Hastings 20. A pickup on the play of about 7 yards, maybe closer to 8. Scott's Bluff now looking at second down and about 2 yards to go from the Hastings High 20.
Well, they really got a two-headed monster back there with Harvey and Klein, a couple of dynamic running backs. a lot of speed when they get to the outside. It's a very manageable second down here. Second and three for Scotts Bluff.
All right, Lacey backs up. Got plenty of time. Looks left, and now the pocket breaks down. He's going to roll with it to the right side. He's still got the ball at the 20. He's at the 15. Lacey's at the 10, still on his feet to the 5-yard line. The Tigers missing tackle after tackle, and they finally bring him down at the 3 or 4 yard line. Hastings High, Jimmy, had 3 or 4 shots at him there. And Grant Lacey, the quarterback for Scotts Bluff, just stays on his feet. They're going to spot the football at the 4-yard line. That was a nice run there by the Scotts Bluff quarterback.
15-yard gain, and I think he broke 4 or 5 tackles. I know Opperman had a chance at him out there, number 11. But again, time and time again, we see the Tigers are sloppy tackling. It cost them there as the Tiger, or the Bearcats now got it inside the 5-yard line at the 4.
All right, late in the second quarter, here's a handoff to Harvey. He is hit, and he picks up one, and he loses the football. It's picked up by Hastings down the sideline at the 35 to the 40, 45-50, 45-40. The Tiger's going to return this baby. A fumble the length of the field, and he is caught down here at the 10-yard line by Morgan. Bringing the ball back for the Hastings High Tigers that time, Austin Guidison. The ball was dropped inside the 5-yard line. Guidison picks it up for Hastings, takes it down the right sideline, and finally dropped on a play by Trevor Morgan of Scotts Bluff. A big turn of events. Hastings High now knocking a touchdown door late in the second quarter.
Wow, it really is, Mike. And I thought the official threw a flag down there. That was just his marker when the ball came down to the turf. And then Johnny on the spot is Guidison. The ball bounces right into his hands, and he's off to the races. He almost takes it the distance. He got all the way down inside the 10. So now, with 1:31, the Tigers now knocking on touchdown door. They got it first and goal at the Bearcat 6.
All right, so Brady Rutt brings the offensive troops out here. The Tigers thinking points. Here's Herringer with the ball, and Herringer is going to take it inside to 5. He crashes his way into the end zone for the touchdown. The Tigers score with a minute and 25 seconds to play in the second quarter. A huge, huge turn of events right there.
Well, we have seen this year, usually the breaks go against the Hastings High Tigers. Tonight, they get a big turnover as Scotts Bluff looked like they were going in for the tying touchdown, and then they fumble the football away. Guidison picks it up for the Tigers. He takes it all the way down to the 6-yard line, and then Herringer takes it in from there. The PAT is down. It is up. It is good. And, wow, just that quick, we have got things changed around now. The Tigers extend their lead to 14-0 with 1:25 left to go here till half.
So Hastings High uses a Scotts Bluff turnover to add their second touchdown here in the ball game. We'll take a break here. 1:25 to play, second quarter. Hastings 14, Scotts Bluff nothing.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, you've got a friend in the field, CPI Mr. Tire. Combine farm tires are 1,016 cash and carry for size 24.5 by 32 12 ply. Truck tires and straddle duals are also on sale. CPI Mr. Tire has 9 tire units to serve you when trouble stops you in the field. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
.1230 KHAS.
So an 89-yard fumble return there for Austin Guidison for Hastings High. Took the ball all the way down to about the 6-yard line where Austin Herringer scores his second touchdown of the ball game. And just like that, the Hastings High Tigers have the mole on their side. Jimmy, it's 14-0. That was a big turn of events.
Well, they really did. And Scotts Bluff had a long, time-consuming drive. They were starting to use up almost all the time left in the second quarter. They had a nice drive put together inside the 5-yard line on some sloppy tackling, and just that quick, just a fumble. It pops right up into a Tiger hands, 89 yards on the return, and then a 6-yard Herringer touchdown run, and the Tigers are up 14-0 as T. Jones gets into the pig.
All right, it's a long kick. Again, good drive. Scotts Bluff into the end zone. That'll be a touchback here. And Scotts Bluff will come back out and start the drive on their own 20 with a minute and 25 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Kearney Catholic with a lead over Southern Valley tonight, 22-0. 7:15 to play in the second quarter. Holdridge now leading Sydney, 19-7. 7:48 to play in the second quarter. Minden all over Centura tonight, midway through the second. It's 27-0. Hastings St. Cecilia now with a lead over Ravenna. It is 10-0. Adams Central at last check had a lead over Gehring. It was 14-0. It's 14-0 here. Hastings High using a couple of Austin Herringer touchdowns. In this first half, the Tigers have the lead as Scotts Bluff will come back out and work from their own 20. Lacey looks left, and now he looks right. He's going to run with it instead across the 20 to the 25, and he is wrestled down right there. So Lacey can't find anybody downfield, and he is brought down as he runs with the ball. That's a Langton, spectacular there for the Hastings High defense, but the clock is running. Scott's Bluff has already burned a couple of timeouts here in the first half.
We gave him a four-yard run there by Lacey. Actually was hit right at the line of scrimmage, and again, breaking loose from a would-be Tiger tackler. Was able to get a few more yards. We'll give him five on the carry, so second down and five inside a minute here till half.
All right, Lacey, we'll see if he's going to do anything fancy with the football down here deep in his own territory. He's going to throw the ball. He sprints out left side, throws it. It's going to be caught here at the 30-yard line, advances forward to about the 33 or 34. The reception is made there by Matt Klein. He is wrapped there by Lammers for the Hastings High defense. It's a first down for Scott's Bluff, but time is running down under 40 seconds to play now here in the second quarter of play. So Hastings High looking for their second straight win. This is homecoming tonight for the Tigers. First and 10 for Scott's Bluff on their own 33-yard line, working left to right here in the second. Here's a pitch play now. They're going to throw the halfback pass downfield. It's going to be picked off by Rutt. It is picked off by Rutt. He's run out of bounds. The pitch play came to Seth Rohr. He was the halfback as he throws the ball downfield. I think they were trying to get it to Sam Harvey. And it was picked off there by Brady Rutt. I think we got a penalty flag down as well as Brady brings the ball back into Scott's Bluff territory down here at the 46-yard line.
Going to be a personal foul on Scott's Bluff as Brady got that one right down to the 45-yard line. He was clearly out of bounds. And then a Scott's Bluff tackler comes over, gives him an extra shove. The official throws the rag, and the Tigers are going to pick up some more yardage here, still with plenty of time left to go here at a couple of cracks at the end zone.
Now, Hastings has a good field goal kicker in Tanner Jones. The Tigers may think some points now, Jimmy. This penalty will take the ball down to the 31-yard line of Scott's Bluff. Tanner Jones, the kicker for Hastings, has a great leg. He is 3-for-4 on field goals so far this season.
Well, we're going to have a timeout, Scott's Bluff. I believe that's their last one. We'll see what happens here before we get to halftime here.
Yeah, Scott's Bluff calls the timeout, so we'll take a quick break with a score. Hastings 14, Scott's Bluff nothing.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex in Hastings tonight. Lloyd Wilson Field, the home of the Hastings College Broncos. Hastings with a big game on the college level tomorrow, taking on the number one ranked team in the nation in the University of Sioux Falls.
I didn't know who was coming in. I'm glad you refreshed my memory.
All right, here's a quick pitch play now to Minky. Minky trying to get outside. He does, turns the corner to 30, and he is brought down here at the 26-yard line. And now the Tigers got to call a timeout here as Minky stays in bounds. So Minky took it to the far sideline. He tried to get out of bounds, but he was stopped there by Rohr. The Tigers call the timeout with 13.6 seconds to play. Let's see from here. This is the 26, add on 7. That'll be a 33. This will be a 43-yard field goal attempt. I think that's well within the range of Tanner Jones, isn't it?
Yeah, Jones with a big, big leg. As we had talked to in the first part of the season, Jones goes to a ton of camps every year, kicking camps, and he's got a strong leg. We've seen him on kickoffs just time after time continuing to boot it into the end zone for touchbacks. So well within Tanner Jones' range. We'll see what they elect to do here. Probably nothing too fancy. Probably try to get him right out in the center of the field.
So a couple of turnovers here for Scott's Bluff in the first half. Hastings has got one. Scott's Bluff could not cash in on their turnover. They got on the second play from the line of scrimmage for the Tigers. But boy, Hastings has cashed in on their turnovers here tonight. And now the Tigers have the ball. Second down and 5 yards to go from the 27-yard line. Here's a handoff. That's Herringer. Puts his head down, drives it across the 20. Still on his feet to the 15-yard line. Down to about the 14. 5 seconds to play. The Tigers call the timeout, and now the field goal team comes on. So Austin Herringer takes that baby right up the gut there against the Scott's Bluff defense. Had both hands on the football. Good job there as he moves the ball down to the 14-yard line, and now the Hastings High field goal team will come on, but not before Rick Rehbarger calls the timeout, wants to talk to his troopies here. So Rick Rehbarger calls the timeout to get the field goal team out there, and he wants to talk things over. Hastings trying to add three here right before halftime.
Boy, and a good job again by the offensive line opening up a hole for Herringer. He picks up 13 tough yards as he kept dragging Bearcats farther downfield. and two hands on the football, trying to keep away from any strip that may happen. They've got the ball almost in the center of the field as the field goal team trots back onto the field.
Hastings, I'm impressed by their rushing attack here.
Yeah, they've really improved in the last couple of games. As we said, we weren't able to do the Tigers last week, but they put up a lot of yards and a lot of points, and tonight they're putting up some pretty good numbers on the ground.
Tanner Jones into the ball game, his longest kick this year, 34 yards. This one will be 31. Low snap, the ball is down, the kick is up, it's certainly long enough, and Tanner Jones drills it through the pipes, it is good. Tanner Jones hit the 30-yard field goal for the Hastings High Tigers. And now we got 2.4 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings High 17. Shots left nothing.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
So Tanner Jones has a 30-yard field goal for the Hastings High Tigers here on homecoming night. So far, so good for the Tigers. 17-0 for Scott's Bluff. They have not had a whole lot of offense. Had one only in the first quarter. They had only, 39 yards?
37 yards in the first quarter. As we said, they were able to put that nice drive late in this quarter together. They're sitting right now 10 carries, 51 yards. But that 51 doesn't look very good because right beside that is the fumble, and that was the one that the Tigers returned 89 yards and put them farther ahead as Tanner Jones into the football.
All right, he kicks off now as it bounces at the 10-yard line. It's going to be fielded here by Matt Klein. Brings it up the right side hash. They lose a couple of guys still on his feet across the 25 out to the 26, 27-yard line, and he is down there as the second quarter comes to an end. And just as we do that, we've got an injured Tiger out there on the kickoff team. So an injured Tiger here to end the second quarter of play. Two quarters in the books here tonight. Homecoming night for the Hastings High Tigers. Hastings out on top of Scott's Bluff with the break. The score, Hastings High 17, Scott's Bluff nothing. Back with more in 1 minute.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Wolf, Jim Purcell back here in Hastings at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, 17-0 is the score here at the break as the Hastings High Tigers are out on top of Scott's Bluff here in the football game here tonight. We told you about the injury right on the last play of the ball game in the first half on the kickoff by Hastings High, an injured Tiger. Looks like Matt Geiger is the injured Tiger, and he's going to be helped off of the field now to the locker room as this first half has come to a close. So 17-0, Jimmy. Hastings High has got the lead over Scott's Bluff in a pretty solid football game for the Tigers here in the first two quarters.
Well, they've been very impressive, and where they have been impressive is on the front line, Mike. They've been able to open up some huge holes. They had 92 yards of rushing in the first quarter. They were able to put up some real good numbers in the half. I'm just about to get you that. Passing Brady Rudd in the first half, 5 of 7 passing, very effective, 26 yards. The Tigers with 26 carries, 141 yards on the ground, 167 in total offense, and 8 first downs. Some individual leaders, Tanner Jones, as we had mentioned, 5 carries, 54 yards. Brady Rudd currently in the game with 8 carries and 10 yards, a couple of those coming as sacks. And Austin Harriger, 7 carries and 36 yards. For Scotts Bluff in the game, we see the two quarterbacks. They had one a pitch pass, but the quarterbacks combined for 5 of 10 for 26 yards and one interception. The Bearcats have carried it 18 times for 80 yards. So 106 of total offense. Trying to do this. Some of my pencil's smoking. We got a lot of stuff coming up here at halftime. But 106 of total offense in the first half for Scotts Bluff. But as I said, Mike, defensively, the Tigers have played a very sound game. They come up with a big turnover down at the 4-yard line, and Gaddison takes it 89 yards back. The Tigers capitalize on it with a touchdown and not a field goal. And then late in the game, the Tigers get it on a personal foul. Remember that call. That set them up in good field position, and T. Jones was able to put it through the pipes and extend the Tiger lead, and they are out very impressively against a good ball club from Scotts Bluff, 17-0 here. This ought to be a dandy of a second half.
Oh, we got some scores we'll pass along to you here. At halftime, Holdridge is out on top of Sydney by a score of 26-14. At halftime, Battle Creek is leading O'Neill. Actually, it's a tie ball game now. 7-7 is the score there. Hastings High leading Scotts Bluff, 17-0. In the fourth quarter, it's Broken Bow 35, Shadron 6. Kearney Catholic has got the lead over Southern Valley. At halftime, the score is 22-7. St. Mary's has beaten Newcastle tonight. That's the final score now. St. Mary's 40 and Newcastle nothing. Hastings St. Cecilia at last check had a 10-0 lead over Ravenna. And the Adams Central Patriots at last check was leading Garing by the score of 14-0. So it's 17-0. Our score here at halftime at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings High out on top of Scotts Bluff in high school football action here tonight. Again, the ball game being heard on Wild Country 106.9 out in Scotts Bluff, as well as 1230 KHAS here in Hastings. Tell you what, we got an interview coming up with Hastings College head coach Paul Merkowitz. Hastings College in action tomorrow on this very same field will take on the number one ranked team in the nation, the University of Sioux Falls Cougars, a team that has won 32 games in a row. They've won the last two NAIA national championships, and they've won 10 games in a row over Hastings College. Those two teams will meet here tomorrow at a 1 o'clock kickoff at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll check in with Coach Merck when we come back. We'll take a one-minute break right here. It's Hastings High out on top of Scotts Bluff. At halftime, the score is 17-0.
Burt's Pharmacy can now email or text when your prescription is ready. If you'd like this new service, come to Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, or call 462-4466. That's 462-4466. Burt's Drug Stores, 14th and Bellevue, and downtown Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
And we're talking with Hastings College head football coach Paul Merkowitz. The Broncos with a big challenge tomorrow. They'll take on the number one ranked team in the nation, the University of Sioux Falls, as the Cougars come in here for a 1 o'clock ball game at the Osborne Sports Complex. Coach, nice performance for you last week. At least we got the victory 35-0. Not so good offensively. Pretty good day defensively against Dort.
Really good day defensively and really good day with our special teams. Like you said, we did struggle offensively. We just really had a tough time getting any continuity whatsoever, and I'll give them a little credit in terms I thought they played well. They came in with a good game plan, but it took us a lot longer to get things moving and shoot without a drive at the end of the second quarter. It's 7-0 at halftime. And so we're definitely going to have to play a heck of a lot better. We're going to have to be able to run the ball better, have a lot better quarterback play, and better overall play offensively if we're going to be successful tomorrow.
We got the number one team coming in here. I guess you would normally like to see you going up on a high from your previous game. We didn't have that, but is that a concern?
No, not really, because, our guys are going to been working pretty hard regardless. They do a pretty good job. We try to preach it as much as we can, and I think these guys, by the way, you really need to have a short memory in this league, and regardless of how you play on Saturday, the next team you're playing doesn't care, and so you're going to have to be ready week in and week out. And so we were happy with some of the things we did. You know, again, it forced us to our guys to challenge themselves, and obviously, I mean, Sunday at 2 o'clock, you turn on the projector, and if you're not motivated right away to get better, then you're in the wrong activity. And our guys have done a nice job all week. I think we've had one of our better weeks of preparation. What does that mean tomorrow? I don't know. I'll let you know at 4:30.
I mean, it's Sioux Falls on the schedule. Is that why the kids?
Yeah, I think so. But I think our guys also understand that there's a progression that goes in week by week by week. You know, as we start to add things and add responsibilities and things like that, I think it forces our guys to be a little bit more proactive in their preparation. And so, you know, that's kind of by design, and you want them going week by week. But, you know, I'd be lying to hear if number one in the country coming to town doesn't excite you. And so, you know, we're hoping to play well. We want to win the football game, and that's why we line up and play. We get 10 opportunities. You know, when you work when you work all year to play 10 Saturdays, 10 games, 3 hours a crack, 30 hours out of the year, we're playing football, and so it gives us an opportunity to do the thing we really love. You know, I think our guys are going to come out and play extremely hard.
This is a team that's won 32 games in a row. They're the two-time defending national champions. We talked about it throughout the week and last week. You don't have to play a perfect game against Sioux Falls, but it's got to be pretty close, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, when hearing you say it, I didn't realize it was at 32. You know, they've got a heck of a football program. You know, we think that, you know, we're getting to that point, you know, but we're going to see. You're right. I mean, you got to play extremely well. You've got to force them to earn what they're going to get. And if they do that and they beat you, then so be it. But I think that the thing that we got that we took out of the Northwestern game, you know, I don't know if they took a victory. I don't want to say we gave it to them, because I think that shortchanges what Northwestern did. But we certainly gave them a lot of opportunities that I don't know if they earned them, you know, in terms of us turning the ball over, dumping the ball, and throwing interceptions. So those are keys, and they're always going to be, but they get magnified when you play the number one team in the country.
Tell you what, they've had a change in coaching staff. Their offensive coordinator is gone. Their head coach is gone. Their defensive coordinator is gone from a year ago. But it doesn't seem like they're missing a beat, are they?
No, and I knew that when they hired the guys they hired, they're quality coaches, and they're going to do a nice job. They did a great job in recruiting. They've done a good job, X's and O's, with what they're doing on the field. And a little bit of difference, but not that much. You know, they're playing it essentially with the same guys, at least up front in the offense and defensive line. And so, you know, that's where everything's going to start, and those are the guys we have to deal with.
Heading to the game tomorrow, a couple of guys you want to watch. First of all, their quarterback is a Division I quarterback. He comes from Colorado State. They lose the player of the year in the NAIA last year, Lorenzo Brown, to graduation. They bring in a guy who has actually been on the field and started for Colorado State. That's John Eastman.
Yeah, and he does a really nice job, as you would imagine. But he's a pocket guy and doesn't really, you know, in the three games we've seen, you know, I don't think he likes to get hit very much. You know, he's not. That was always the thing with Brown a year ago. You know, you always wanted to make sure that you didn't get him moving around too much. But with this guy, you know, we want to try to bring some pressure on the inside. You know, they just do a really nice job of getting the ball out of his hands quick. You know, so it's tough to do that and to make that contact. But, you know, when we get chances to get after the quarterback, we need to make sure that we do that.
You're going to see a guy in the backfield too, Siobhan Walker. He's one of their go-to guys. He's a Mr. Everything, but he's also another Division I guy.
Yeah, and, you know, he'll play running back. He's their wildcat guy. At quarterback, he'll take snaps. He'll return punts. He blocks punts. He blocks kicks. He's done all of that. And so they count on him to do a lot of different things. Very athletic player, obviously. You know, we're going to just have to count where he's at. And you know, they throw him the ball and they hand him the ball. So they do a lot that way. And so, you know, even though you got more of a pocket passer, you're also getting a little bit more dynamic of a running back, too.
Defensive side of the ball, the guy up front you'll watch is Antonio Turner. He's 6'4", 240, and a senior. He's got a couple of sacks already this year, but he's going to be a load up there.
Really is quick. I mean, he is. He really complements their nose guard. Their nose guard's a 300-pound guy, and you know, he wants a sumo wrestle inside, but the guys on the outside really, really want to run. And so, you know, you'll see us in some different formations. We're going to account for those three guys first. Sometimes that puts you in some situations where you may get blitzed, and hopefully we've got the right kind of checks in to deal with some of those things and just try to keep distributing the ball as best as we can.
It all comes down to, I guess the question all week was, how is Hastings going to win this thing? How do we pull off the upset?
Well, adjustments, I think, in what they're doing. I think, you know, first of all, defensively, we've got to continue to play well. All three games we've played, I think, extremely well when we've given people long field. So that tells you, okay, offensively, you got to help your defense and take care of the football. Take your chances when you can, but put them on a long field as much as you can, because I think our defense has been playing well. Special teams, when you get an opportunity, you got to execute. And simple things, you know, your kickoff return, taking the ball out to the 35-yard line instead of sitting there at the 20. Those little things put you in situations. And so it's something we focus in on all the time, but I think it's magnified when you play a team that's as talented as Sioux Falls. And so I think we're a talented football team as well. I think people are going to be surprised. You know, if they come out on Saturday to see our guys compete and play and the level that we're at. And you know, like I said, I think if we can take care of the football and shorten the game a little bit, you know, it gives us a chance and gives us an opportunity.
We've got to try to shorten the game, though, without much success rushing, because these guys don't give up a whole lot. We have not had a lot of success rushing the football against the Sioux Falls, so we might have to do it in some other ways.
You're going to see us in a lot of different things, I think. You know, normally we'd like to get in too tight and let's see what we can physically do, but not to say that at some point we're not going to have to do that, but you know, we've got a lot of different looks. Again, we want to account and you know, we're doing some different things with their defensive tackles and their nose guard with formations, but we're also doing some different things trying to distribute the football. And so we're not going to abandon the run, but sometimes you can short pass and do some things to be able to run the football. And so we're just going to try to distribute it to as many guys as we can and be difficult to defend and go from there.
Our offense maybe needs to pick up a stroke or two here in this ball game.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when you're going against that good of a defense, you know, you're concerned that, you know, we didn't run the ball extremely well and we weren't very productive a week ago against Dort. Now you bring in one of the best defenses in the country, and so you say, well, you better play better. And we have to, and I think our guys know that, and I think they're up to the challenge, and we'll just kind of see how the game goes.
Good points. Health-wise, it looks like we're about at the full strength, about as healthy as we have been.
Yeah, we have been. Knock on wood, it's been a good, productive 3 weeks that way. Some bumps and bruises, just the usual three-week stuff, but we're a month away from our bye week, so we're just going to have to, you know, continue to do the things we're doing and stay healthy and keep pushing our guys and like I said, just put them in situations where they can be successful.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks.
Again, Hastings and the University of Sioux Falls tomorrow afternoon. Kickoff will be at 1. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 12:15 here on 12:30 KHAS.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, Hastings High, has got the lead over Scott's Bluff. It is 17-0 here at the break. The Tigers getting a touchdown on their second offensive possession tonight. 11 plays, 79 yards. A 3-yard touchdown run from Austin Herringer capped things off. The point after touchdown was good. 7-0 to score there. Scott's Bluff looked as if they were going to tie things up late in the second quarter, but they fumbled the football inside the 5-yard line. It was picked up by Austin Gynason. He returns it 89 yards down to the Scott's Bluff 6-yard line. Next play, Austin Herringer takes it into the end zone for his second touchdown of the ball game. PAT was good by Tanner Jones. I made the score 14-0. And Scott's Bluff comes back right before halftime, throws an interception. Brady Rutt picks it off close to midfield. The Tigers move the ball down into field goal position. They were aided by a 15-yard personal foul on Scott's Bluff. Hastings got the ball down there, and Tanner Jones kicked it in from 30 yards out with 2.4 seconds to play in the second quarter. That's the way we stand here. It is 17-0. Hastings High has got the lead over the Scott's Bluff Bearcats. Got some other scores we'll pass along to you here before we get to the second half. At halftime, Wes Holt is leading Neely Oakdale by the score of 32-14. Hastings St. Cecilia having a tough time tonight with the Ravenna Blue Jays. 10-0. St. Cecilia, at last check, had the lead over Ravenna. In the fourth quarter now, Broken Bow is all over Shadron, 42-12. At halftime, Adams Central is leading Gehring by the score of 21-3. Potter Dix is leading Layton at the beginning of the second quarter. It is 6-0. Some other scores we have in. Holdridge at halftime is leading Sydney by the score of 26-14. At halftime, Battle Creek 7, O'Neill 7. Hastings High again with a lead here over Scott's Bluff to score 17-0. Minden is shutting out Centura at halftime. It is 33-0. Kearney Catholic out on top of Southern Valley at the half. It is 22-7. St. Mary's has beaten Newcastle today by the score of 40-0. So those are some of the scores we have in across the area here tonight in high school football action. Class B teams already playing their fifth ball game of the 2010 season here tonight. So Austin Guidison with a couple of touchdowns for Hastings. Tanner Jones with a 30-yard field goal, and the Tigers, Jimmy, with the lead 17-0 over Scott's Bluff. The Tiger defense has also been pretty solid here in the football game tonight.
Yeah, they really have, Mike. They've been a little bit in the second quarter. Scott's Bluff was able to put a nice drive together, take it all the way downfield, and then they fumble, which Guidison picked up for Hastings High and returned 89 yards, and the Tigers ended up putting 6 on the board. But the offense has been impressive. The offensive line, Rick Rehberger, has to be very happy with his front line's performance. 141 yards on the ground so far in the ball game for Hastings High. It has been impressive. 5 different ball carriers have carried the football tonight for Coach.
Scott's Bluff so far in the ball game with, 106? This is a team that came in, Jimmy, averaging 330 yards of total offense per ball game. That's how well the Tiger defense has played.
Well, this team coming in, Coach has said they're a scary team. They like to pound the football out there. They throw it around a little bit. We're still 2 quarters left to play, but the Tigers playing very good football so far through one half.
Here's Tanner Jones. He gets into the football, and he rockets this one into the end zone. You know, that doesn't show up on the stat sheet, but Tanner drives those into the end zone for touchbacks. Scott's Bluff's always got to start these drives deep in their own territory at their own 20.
Well, and the Tigers have been pretty successful putting pressure in on the quarterback of Grant Lacey. They have done a pretty good job keeping him contained in there, as we said, passing the football around. 5 of 10, only 26 yards. He has got one interception. That came to Brady Rutt there in the second quarter. So we'll see what Scott's Bluff offers up here. 4 wide receivers spreading the field here for the Bearcats.
Yeah, Klein is the only setback, and now Scott's Bluff goes to the shotgun. They're going to hand the ball away to a man coming back in motion there, carrying the football for Scott's Bluff. That was a new look there. Luke Warden. Here's one of the guys who split out to the right side. He comes back and gets the handoff from Lacey, but Hastings right there defensively, a loss of 5 yards in the play. Dylan Hallmeyer makes the stop for the Tiger D.
Boy, how many times have we done Hastings High this year where you have mentioned Dylan Hallmeyer's name time and time after again? He has had a tremendous year on the defensive side of things, and there, Hallmeyer with a great stop. A loss of 5 yards brings up second down at 15, ball at the 15, just underway here in the second half.
Scott's Bluff moving from north to south, left to right here in this third quarter of play. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 17-0. Here's a quick pitch trying to get outside, and the Tigers right there defensively again. Quick pitch play came out here to Mike Klein, and the Tigers right there defensively. That's Minky over there, one of the guys. I think Blaine Gatz was over there as well for the Tigers. So 2 plays here, and Scott's Bluff not getting anything done. It's third down and about 12 yards to go.
Boy, but again, they try to stretch that out to the right side. Again, James Hammack in there playing in the secondary does a great job coming up to meet the ball carrier, forcing him back into the center of the field. Hammack able to get a hand on the ankles, and then the rest of the enforcements come over and was able to bring him down for only a couple-yard gain. Third down, 12 yards to go on the 18.
All right, we got some confusion in the backfield, and now Lacey's under center. As he waits for the snap, they get it away. Lacey sprints out. He's going to throw the ball to the far side. That baby is going to be incomplete. Warden was the intended receiver, but the Tigers again with a lot of pressure right up the middle there. John Lanson comes on a blitz there for the Tigers. Nearly got to the quarterback, Lacey. Lacey, not a very good pass going to the far side, and Scott's Bluff goes 3 plays and out on their opening possession.
3 plays, minus 3 yards. The Tigers now are going to get the ball again in good field position as the return guys back there, Tyler Rehberger, and I believe that's Reimer back there. They'll stand inside Scott's Bluff territory to field this punt.
We have played a lot of this football game on the Scott's Bluff's end. The Tigers have been blessed by good field position most of the night. Here's the kick by Patrick Goodwin. It's going to drive the Tigers back to their own territory. Picked up by Reimer. Crosses the midfield stripe, and he's going to be stopped here at about the 46-yard line, about a 34-yard kick and about a 7-yard return for Reimer. But Hastings will start the drive in plus territory. They've got it now at the Scotts Bluff 46-yard line, first and 10 for the Tigers.
Yeah, and offensively in the second half or the second quarter, Scotts Bluff really made some nice adjustments defensively. The Tigers really didn't put a lot of yards up. It all came with that fumble recovery, but we'll see Brady start the second half here up under center. One wide receiver split out left.
Tigers go to that double wing set again with Rutt under center. He hands the ball off to the first man through the hole there. That's going to be Austin Herringer. As Herringer takes the ball down to the 40, and he's wrestled down here at the 39. So a nice gain on the first play for the Tigers. They take it down to about the 40-yard line, a gain of 6 yards. Hastings getting good production on first down. This makes the next call a little bit more achievable for Hastings at second down and 5.
Well, this is the way they started the football game out. You got first down, second down. They were able to pick up 4 and 5 yards. It makes it a much more manageable call and a little easier here for head coach Rick Rehbarger, second down and 4 for the Tigers.
Here's Rutt handing the ball away again. A huge hole right up the middle. That's going to be Tanner Downtown Jones as he takes the ball down to the 29. Tanner Jones carries the ball down to the 29. He's looking good here tonight.
Tell you what, Tanner had some fumble woes in the first couple of football games. But boy, he's got an opportunity in this game to touch the football. We'll give Jones now 6 carries and 64 yards on the night as the Tigers rack up their 9th first down here tonight.
So the Tigers move the sticks again. First and 10, Rutt wants to run the option play. He carries the ball himself across the 25, and he's ridden out of bounds, just ran out of territory over here. That was Zach Clemens over here for Scotts Bluff to run him out of bounds. Brady hasn't really got loose here tonight like he has the past couple of ball games. He's been up around 200 yards rushing the past couple of ball games for Hastings High, and he's not yet cracked 50 in this one.
No, 9 for 15. A couple of those come as sacks as he just tucked the ball in the first half, but that one there picks up a nice gain, 5 yards. We can bring up second down and 5 as they move the ball down to the Bearcat 25-yard line.
All right, Mendy Maldonado, your wide receiver, split to the right side. Rutt pitches the ball back. That's Jones again with the ball. He's at the 30 to the 25, takes the ball down to the 20-yard line, and he is upset down there at about the 19. So Tanner Jones will pick up another first down for Hastings High. They will move the chains again. The Tigers very effectively in their first offensive possession here in the second half. Got the ball down near the red zone here with a 17-0 lead over Scotts Bluff.
Well, very impressive again. Tanner Jones on the option to the right side. Picks up 7 quick yards, 7 carries, 71 yards for Jones this evening as the Tigers picked up yet another first down.
All right, Rutt on the far side hash mark, fakes the ball. Now Rutt is into the open at the 15 or the 10. He's at the 5-yard line, into the end zone, touchdown. Brady Rutt takes it into the end zone for the Tigers from 19 yards out. They fake the ball up inside to that fullback, Austin Herringer, and Brady just puts it under his bread basket there, takes it around the left end and gets into the end zone at a 19-yard run, and the Tigers go up 23-0.
Boy, and Brady does a great job with play fakes as he faked that handoff, then just simply tucked it up. There was a huge hole. I don't think, Mike, defensively anybody got a hand on Brady Rutt as he got through the left side of the line, takes it in 18 yards for a touchdown. As you can hear by the approval of the crowd, T. Jones's extra point is up and through the pipes. It is good, and the Tigers now extend their lead. They are out 24-0 on the Bearcats from Scotts Bluff.
Tell you what, Hastings High opens up the second half, much like they did the first half of play, as they take the ball right down the field and stick it in the end zone. 19-yard touchdown run from Brady Rutt. We've got a timeout, 9:05 to play in the third quarter. It's now Hastings 24, Scotts Bluff nothing.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jim Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 24-0, the Tigers surprising the Scotts Bluff Bearcats here tonight.
5 plays, 46 yards, and it capped off by an 18-yard touchdown quarterback keeper by Brady Rutt as T. Jones into the pig again, and same result. The official waves it off. Scotts Bluff will bring her out to the 20.
So Brady Rutt's got a touchdown. Austin Herringer's got 2. T. T. Jones has got the 30-yard field goal attempt. Lots of candidates for our player of the game tonight as the Tigers rolling up some more big numbers.
Well, as I said, five guys have carried the football. Yeah, Herringer's had some nice carries, very tough runs, carrying some would-be tacklers along with him, but it's been a pretty good impressive showing for head coach Rick Rehbarger.
And Dylan Hallmeyer on the defensive side of the ball carrying the charges there.
Blaine Gatz has had a great game defensively as well.
So Scott's Bluff will start from the 20-yard line. They're going to hand it away on a draw play. The Tigers snuff that baby out, gets it back to the line of scrimmage, and that's all she wrote right there. Carrying the ball that time for Scott's Bluff was Warden, Luke Warden, out of the ball game for the Bearcats. Alex Keel makes the stop for Hastings High defensively, but no gain on the play. Maybe a half a yard. We'll give him 1 yard. For statistical purposes, we'll take it to the 21-yard line.
Well, this is the second time here in the second half the Scott's Bluff has had their hands on the football. The first drive, three and out. Tigers got good field position. Second down and 9 here for Scott's Bluff.
Lacey under center. And he's going to hand the ball away again straight up the pipe here, banging for a couple of yards. That's going to be Rohr carrying the ball as Rohr takes it for a couple of yards. Seth Rohr now carrying the load here for Scott's Bluff. The 190-pound junior comes up far short of a first down. So third down and about 3 yards to go. Scott's Bluff has moved the ball out to the 27-yard line. They're working from our left to our right, north to south here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side now for Scott's Bluff. That will be Matt Klein. Max in the offset eye behind Lacey. Lacey sprints out left side. He's still got the ball, still hanging on to it outside the numbers, and he's going to be hit out of bounds short of the 30-yard line. Patrick Opperman over there for the Hastings High defense again, and Scott's Bluff is going to come up short of a first down. So now it's fourth down, only a pickup of one in that last play. Patrick Opperman struck it out and then knocks the quarterback out of bounds, Lacey, into the Scott's Bluff bench, and it's fourth down and 2, and again, the Bearcats will have to punt the pig away.
Good defense again by the Tigers, and it was just a foot race to the far sidelines between Opperman and Lacey. Opperman gets over there, knocks him out of bounds. They give him just a short gain. So yet Scott's Bluff now with some personnel issues. They run a guy late into the field. They stick him in at right guard, and they will punt the football away again as we see Reimer and Rehbarger back deep.
All right, Patrick will get the ball away here for Scott's Bluff. Ball comes up, hits at the 42-yard line, and wow, look at the bounce they got. Scott's Bluff is going to blow this baby dead down here inside the 20-yard line. They'll put it down at the 19. The return man for Hastings was Reimer. He could not get over here to make the catch. And that one took a Scott's Bluff bounce. And it's finally blown dead down here at the 19-yard line. A 52-yard punt there by Patrick.
Well, there was some indecision with Reimer whether he wanted to run up and feel that he had a Bearcat staring him down right in his eyes. Head coach Rick Rehbarger not real upset with the decision. His guys get away from it, but it does bounce all the way downfield. And they'll have 80 yards of field to work with 7:34 left to go here in the third quarter. Tigers 24, Bearcats nothing.
Hastings led 7-0 at the end of the first quarter, 17-0 at halftime, and the Tigers have added that 19-yard touchdown run by Brady Rutt here in the third quarter. 24-0, Tigers have the lead, and now Hastings comes back up to the line of scrimmage here. Deep in their own territory at the 19-yard line. Man goes in motion off to the far side. Here's a handoff from Rutt. The making is going to be swarmed under back here at the 14-yard line. Getting through there was Mike Haddon for Scott's Bluff. Haddon, the 165-pound sophomore, gets in there to knock down Minky, a loss in the play of about, 5 yards at second down and 15.
Great penetration by Scott's Bluff there. We've been bragging up the offensive line for Hastings High all night long. That one there, they had some breakdowns blocking because the Bearcat was in 5 yards deep as Minky was lined up in the slot on the right side. He took the reverse handoff, and he was buried right when he got the handoff from Rutt.
So second down and long as Brady bellies to the fullback. He's going to run the ball himself across the 20, 25 to the 26-yard line. So now Brady finding a little seam in his defense here for Scott's Bluff. Takes the ball to the 26. Tackle is made in there by Sam Harvey of Scott's Bluff. Nice gain for Brady as he brings the ball to the 26. Third down and 4 yards to go for the Tigers in the third quarter with 6:40 to play.
Well, it's taken a while to get the Brady Rutt machine up and running. You can't keep a caged animal caged all game long. Brady now starting to get some positive numbers now after a couple of sacks in the first half. 11 carries, 44 yards, an 11-yard gainer. Third down, 4 from their own 26.
Mankey goes in motion. They pitch the ball to him, trying to get to the wide side of the field. Get to the corner, and then he is crushed at the 27-yard line. Over there for Scott's Bluff, I believe number 22, Mike Klein. Yeah, Klein lowers the hammer over there on Minky, and he is knocked down short of the first down. Football will be spotted at the 28. It's fourth down and two. Nice play there by Klein.
Yeah, open field tackle. It looked like Minky had plenty of room out on that right side to get the football across and past the stakes. But, wow, a great defensive play, open field tackle to hammer him down like that. He's about a yard short, so T. Jones in for the punt for Tigers.
Dropping back deep for Scott's left will be Harvey and Mike Klein. And here's a booming kick as well as it bounces at the 20-yard line. Kind of falls dead down there. The Tigers down there to down the football. That's a Guinison down there for the Tigers. They're going to down it at the 22-yard line. So T. Jones gets off a 54-yard punt. So it was 52 for Scott's Bluff coming this way, 54 back the other way from Tanner Jones. And Scott's Bluff will start over again right about the same spot they were, Jimmy, down here around their 20-yard line.
That was impressive. The snap was not really good. And then downfield, there was a Scott's Bluff Bearcat that laid out a Tiger, and I'm trying to get a number. I think it was Jay Crossen, number 22. They're checking him over on the sidelines. He was absolutely uprooted, both cleats high into the air. What a great block, but a good punt. Bearcats set up at their own 23.
All right, so Scott's Bluff, who has had a tough time getting anything going against the Hastings High defense here tonight, just hands the ball away straight ahead to Klein, and he has hit the line of scrimmage, and down he goes. So no gain on the play there by Klein. Clock is running. We're inside 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. It is 24-0. Hastings High has got the lead.
Actually, now the medical staff taking a look at Rosin down on the sidelines. Boy, the Tiger defense, again, they'll bend a little bit, but they won't break. Here in the second half, 6 carries, 4 yards is all the Scott's Bluff offense has been able to put together. As we see 3 wide receivers, 2 out right, 1 out left, 1 in motion now coming to the left side.
All right, Lacey's going to hand the ball away, angling to the left side, and that gets a couple of yards before he is brought down into play. Warden again, the ball carrier there for Scott's Bluff. Tackle was made by Patrick Offerman as they just angle to the left side of this offensive set. Now it's third down again. Third down and 8 yards to go. Scott's Bluff looking at another tough situation here.
Yeah, another third and long. And remember, it's all credited to that 54-yard punt from Tanner Jones, getting the Tigers out of the shadows of their goal line, kicking it downfield. And now the Bearcats faced with a 3rd and 8 at their own 25. 4:22 left to go here in the third quarter.
And now Grant Lacey will be in the shotgun. They're going to hand the ball away. A man coming in motion. That's going to be Harvey. Harvey brings it across the 25 to the 28, where he was laid out here by Lainson. We've seen some good hard hits here in the second half. Lainson with a big stick there for the Tigers.
Boy, I tell you what, Lainson in there. Brady Rudd also in there at safety. Very punishing hit there. Yeah, this has been a very physical football game. The officials have had a pretty good handle on things so far. I'll get to that here in a minute. Kind of a unique story with our officiating crew.
Tyler Patrick again is the punter here for Scott's Bluff. You've got Will Reimer back here, and you've got Tyler Rebarger standing at their own 45-yard line. Low snap. Patrick gets away. Another booming kick. Reimer signals for the fair catch this time and makes it here at the 38-yard line. That was a kick of 32 yards for Tyler Patrick for Scott's Bluff. So on the exchange of punts, Hastings High gets roughly 10, 15 yards on the exchange, and the Tigers will start this drive first down and 10 on their own 38.
Well, more importantly, the clock has continued to run with both teams keeping the ball on the ground. 3:37 left to go here in the third quarter. I mentioned the officials. The guy down here, the line judge on our side, right in front of the Hastings High bench, my former college roommate.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my goodness. And he works at the Y, and he needs to work out more. He's putting on some pounds.
Here's a handoff straight ahead across the 42, about the 41, 42-yard line. It is Herringer. This is a short gain and a play of about 3 yards. Bob Roop. Is that
Craig.
Craig Roop.
Yeah, his father, Bob.
And
Grand Island-based crew. I recognize a couple of other guys out there from golf tournaments in the summer, but yeah, if you're there, throw something at him. He's right down in front of the Tiger bench. Haven't seen him for several years. I communicate with him on Facebook.
He's packed on a few.
Yes, he has. He hadn't missed too many meals.
So it's 2nd down and 7 for the Tigers. Again, they just go straight ahead with the ball. And not much there. A lot of fighting down there. I don't know if the ball came loose or what. It was just a short gain up the pipe there, but the Piles had a lot of activity there. Herringer again takes the ball for a couple of yards, and now Hastings looking at 3rd down and 5 yards to go. Craig used to sing karaoke. All I can think of, Craig Group, our Lions judge, is singing New York, New York all the time at about 12:30 at night.
Yeah, he, boy, he used to.
He had the chords, didn't
boy,
he?
Boy, he did, late at night. He had some great chords.
Third down, 6 yards to go for Hastings High on their own 43-yard line. Again, Herringer gets the call across the 45 to the 46 to the 47-yard line. Tigers going to be about the 2 yards shy of a first down, and Hastings will punt the pig away here, playing it safe with a 24-0 lead. Still, suppose he gets into New York late at night?
Well, I don't know. As I said, based out of Grand Island, lives up there, works at the Y there in Grand Island.
I bet he's been out on the
I'm sure he's found a few karaoke stages. He would make Frank Sinatra very proud.
Tanner Jones will be back in deep pump formation again for Hastings, but now we got an official's timeout here for some equipment problems. Hastings High with a lead over Scott's Bluff now, 24-0 is the score. Minden late in the third quarter leads Centura 33-0. Potter Dix out on top of Layton by the score of 12-0. They're still in the first quarter. Broken Bow has beaten Shadron today, 42-12. Now in the third quarter, Hastings St. Cecilia is shutting out Ravenna. It is 24-0. Connie Catholic leading Southern Valley 30-7. They have 10 minutes to play in the third quarter. Low snap again. Tanner Jones gets it away. There's a rocket into another stratosphere. It's fielded there. Now there's a fumble on the play inside the 10-yard line, and the Tigers have the ball. It was fumbled back there inside the 10-yard line. Coming up with the football for Hastings High was number 82, Will Reimer.
Wow, 51-yard punt by Tanner Jones, a high spiral, and Johnny on the spot down there. Scott's Bluff has really self-destructed themselves down deep in their own territory. We remember the fumble at the 4 that was returned 89 yards. Now the fumble that the Tigers get at their own, at the Bearcat 4-yard line, first and goal for the Tigers, and they lead here late in the third quarter, 24-0, looking to add on more.
All right, so it's Brady Rutt. He hands it away to Herringer. He just angles off to the left side. He moves the ball down close to the 2-yard line. Herringer looking for his third touchdown there. Comes up a couple of yards shy. I'm not sure which Scott's Bluff receiver was back there. They were kind of grouped together back there inside the 5-yard line. And the ball squirts loose, and Will Reimer was down there for Hastings.
Wow, Herringer now 12 carries, 52 yards. We got Jones that's inching his way towards the 100-yard mark. Brady Rutt with 44 yards, so a good combination of running backs for the Tigers tonight.
Second down and goal. Brady Rutt's just going to go straight ahead here for Hastings. There's the indication. It's a touchdown for the Tigers. Hastings High scores another touchdown, and the Tigers have the lead over Scott's Bluff, 30-0.
Now I believe we got an injured Bearcat down in the end zone. Yeah, we do, as we'll have an official's time here, as it only took two plays to go 4 yards, capped off by a Brady Rutt 1-yard touchdown run. He just simply lowers his head, gets in behind that big line, and burrows his head, and my old buddy Rupert throws both hands up, singles touchdown. And as I said, there's an injury on the field right now for Scott's Bluff. Can't get a number yet. Actually, there he's up.
He's going to run off of the far side. Number 25, I believe. That's Mickey Moretz shaking up on the play, but he looks like he's all right. He's heading to the far sideline, but Hastings High sticks another one in there. 30-0 is the score.
Well, the thing about the Tigers tonight, Mike, that they haven't done in the first games is they've capitalized on turnovers. There's been two big ones in the game, and two plays there, they capitalize on that one. As T. Jones is in again, drops that one over into 12th Street, and the Tigers increase their lead now 31-0. Very impressive night, both offensively and defensively, for Riegbarger and the troops.
Yeah, the Tigers have scored twice here in the third quarter of play, so we'll take a break. 54 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's Hastings 31, Scott's Bluff nothing.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, committed to compassionate care.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in Hastings at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings High has got the lead over Scott's Bluff. It is 31-0. Tigers have the lead. High school football action coming your way tonight on 1230 KHIS. also on Wild Country 106.9 in Scotts Bluff.
Well, we welcome the crew aboard. It hasn't gone very good for Scotts Bluff tonight. Remember, a couple of big turnovers, that one there, the fumble inside the five-yard line, the fumble that came inside the five as well in the first half. The Tigers have capitalized on the turnovers, and they've come out on top here. They've extended their lead 31-0, and yet again another touchback from Tanner Jones as he gives himself approval as he claps, runs back, and gets the tee, and the Tigers will be out on D again.
A bionic leg.
Wow.
He has drilled everything into the end zone for Hastings High here tonight.
Boy, and offensively, we talk about the Tiger D offensively for Scotts Bluff here in the third quarter. 8 carries, 10 yards, 1 pass attempt, and that falls incomplete as we see number 86, Trevor Morgan, down in the huddle. He's trying to get his troops fired up as they'll call a timeout here with 20. Actually, no, we're down to the
We're inside a minute.
Inside a minute here to go in the third quarter.
So we'll take another break here with a score. Hastings 31, Scotts Bluff nothing.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Kearney now leading Fremont 16-0. They're in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic is leading Southern Valley 30-7. That's at the start of the fourth quarter. Hastings High shutting out Scotts Bluff here tonight 31-0. The Tigers had a 17-0 halftime lead. Here's Lacey, sprints out to the right side. He's under pressure again and loads. The ball is deflected. It is deflected out of bounds there by Casey Lammers of Hastings High.
Boy, a lot of pursuit coming from the backside. They forced Lacey all the way to the deer sideline, had nowhere to go, tried to jam that one in to a would-be receiver at about the 25-yard line, but I think he threw it right into the gut of Casey Lammers. It falls incomplete. And with 48 seconds left to go here in the third quarter, again, the Tigers out on top, 31-0.
Grant Lacey up under center again. He's got wide receivers to the left and to the right. Now the officiating crew is got a timeout called here. Looks like we got some stuff on the field. All right.
Did he drop a ho-ho out of his referee pants?
Roopster? Our line judge?
He was in that area.
Dropped a hostess Twinkie out of his pocket?
Yeah, says, hey, wait a minute. That can't get crushed. That's a snack at the end of the third quarter.
Second down, 10 yards to go here for the Scotts Bluff Bearcats, working at their own 20. Now Lacey wants to throw the football. He airs out. He's got a man out here. It's caught at the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. He's going to take it in there for a touchdown. That's Matt Klein. An 80-yard touchdown pass from Lacey to Klein. Klein got behind the defensive secondary for the Tigers, and he takes it 80 yards for the score, and the Bearcats are on the scoreboard.
Well, and they made that switch last week in the game. They switched defensive backs. They brought James Hammack in. Hammack did a great job, but, boy, the secondary went to sleep there, thinking that Scotts Bluff was just going to continue to try to run the football. And, boy, a great pass from the quarterback Lacey to their wide receiver Matt Klein. He had a lot of distance between him and Hammack. And they take it 80 yards, and they finally get on the board with 37 seconds left to go. The Bearcats strike from 80 yards out.
Here's Patrick into the ball game to try the point after touchdown. The snap is high. Now they're going to blow this baby dead. Penalty flags are down. The snap was high. And now what do we have here? It's going to be an offside call against Hastings, so the Tigers line up offsides. I don't know if they were going to go for a two-point conversion or not. Just the way that play looked, I mean, the snap was high, first of all, but then the kicker, he was kind of heading off. He was already running to the near side. Looked like they were going to try to maybe set up an option play or something to the near side.
Yeah, now it looks they're really changing a lot of personnel around. So it appears that Scotts Bluff will line up here with Lacey and a quarterback. They'll go for this. They'll go for it since they got half the distance to the goal line.
So they'll go for the two-point conversion now. As they'll try this from the one-and-a-half-yard line. Scotts Bluff gets their first touchdown of the ball game. Here's a quick pitch play. As they try to take it around the right end, they're not going to get there. I don't believe that's a Mike Klein. Yeah, he just gets over the goal line. It's in there for a two-pointer. Just got it in there around the right end. So Klein takes it in for the two-point conversion. 37 seconds to play now in the third quarter. Don't go away. The score, Hastings High 31, Scotts Bluff 8.
It's more than beautiful flowers and plants. Bob Sass Flowers has a new look, new home decor, new gift lines, including baby shoes, jewelry, diaper, and handbags, plus fall decor and door art. Say it with flowers and much more at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
1230 KHAS.
High school football action here tonight. It's Hastings High and Scotts Bluff. The Tigers scoring the first 31 points. Now Scotts Bluff has come right back. They get a big 80-yard touchdown pass from Grant Lacey to Matt Klein. Two-point conversion good following a penalty on Hastings. So now it's a 31-8 ball game. The Tigers have the lead. And now Patrick will kick off here for Scotts Bluff. He's got the pick teed up at the 40-yard line. Reimer back deep for Hastings. Here comes the kick. Reimer's going to run up and field the ball at the 15-yard line, looking for blockers at the 20. He's at the 25, and down he goes at the 27. So Will Reimer brings the ball to the 27. Tackle is made in there by Scotts Bluff on the special teams, and down field is going to be Seth Rohr for Scotts Bluff.
Kind of a short kick as Reimer come up to field it. He was actually ahead of his wedge. Had to kind of reverse and get back in the center of the field, find his blockers. They were able to get him a couple of seams, and he brings the ball out to the 27-yard line with 31 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Tigers 31, Bearcats 8.
All right, Brady Rutt stays in there at quarterback. He's got a wide receiver split to the left side. Rutt's going to fake the ball to that big fullback, and now Rutt's going to carry the ball himself on the quarterback keeper across the 30, out to about the 33-yard line. A pickup of 5 yards in the play for the quarterback for Hastings, Brady Rutt. Tackle is made in there by Harvey for Scott Bluff. So now it's second down, 3 yards to go. The Hartford Colonels are leading the Omaha Nighthawks in the United Football League as they start play at Rosenblatt Stadium in Omaha tonight. 14-10, Hartford had the lead over Jeff Garcia and the Omaha Nighthawks.
Yeah, I've seen that. The sold-out Rosenblatt Stadium, first ever football game there. Jeff Garcia, Maurice Claret, Amon Green, a host of Husker players on that team.
They're trailing Hartford in their franchise debut here tonight. We've reached the end of three quarters at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 31, Scotts Bluff 8.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Well, in the big battle of letters tonight in college football, it's SMU leading TCU by a score of 17-14. They're in the third quarter.
That would be a big upset.
Real big. SMU 17, TCU 14. That's some college football action third quarter here tonight. Hastings High looking at second down here, 3 yards to go. They've got the ball on their own 34-yard line, just a handoff straight up the pipe here as they take it to about the 37. And let's see, that's Binky down to the ball game for Hastings as Rick Rebarger continues to shuffle his backfield. So Hastings High picks up another first down.
First down number 12 on the night. The Tigers now with 247 yards of total offense, 80 of them coming on the ground there in the third quarter.
So Rutt stays in there at quarterback. Clock winding down now. The Tigers have a 31-8 lead. Here's Minky coming in motion. A pitch back from Brady Rutt to Minky, and he's going to be hit at the 38-yard line and drops. No gain on the play. The Scotts Bluff Bearcats had some numbers out here. And making the stop for Scotts Bluff was Tyler Patrick, one of the guys over there, number 56. Also Seth Rohr, number 26. Strung that play out, and Minky had nowhere to go. There's nothing but white shirts out here.
Well, we talked about the numbers for Hastings High. 14 carries, 80 yards was all the offense the Tigers had. three pass attempts for Scott's Bluff. One of them goes for 80 yards. They had 12 on the ground, so 92 of total offense for Scott's Bluff in the third quarter.
Here's Rudd again. He fakes the ball up inside to Herringer and then keeps it himself across the 45 to the 46-yard line. So Hastings High looking at a third down and short situation now. Another nice run by Brady, who's not yet to the 100-yard mark here for Hastings High tonight. Olick in on the stop there for Scott's Bluff defensively. Kobe Olick is playing up there on the defensive line for the Scott's Bluff Bearcats and their head coach, Joe Benson.
14 carries, 59 yards, and a touchdown for Rhett tonight. Herringer with 12 carries, 52 yards. Jones up over 50 yards, 71 yards for T. Jones tonight. So a good mixture of running backs for the Tigers tonight.
Again, they fake the ball up inside, and Brady Rutt takes it. He's leading for the first down, and I think he got there to the 49-yard line. Brady, a good, powerful runner there, takes the ball to the 49. Tackle is made in there by Scott's Bluff, and the guy who made the tackle is slow in getting up. That's number 9, Matt Klein. Klein, who got the touchdown pass, is now slow in getting up. He's going to check out of the ball game, and Casey Campbell will come in. So first down and 10, the Tigers move the sticks again, approaching the midfield stripe here. 10 minutes to play in the fourth quarter, 31-8. Tigers looking for their second win of the season.
Well, this is just smash-mouth football. You're not going to see anything flashy out of Rick Rebarger leading the ball game like he is. They've got the ball out towards midfield. Brady just taking all the time in the world, and they're just going to grind this clock out with them picking up their 13th first down.
Minky carries the ball there to the 50-yard line, leans forward maybe to the 49. So a pickup of about 2 yards in the play. But you're right, Hastings High just running as much clock as they can now. Seth Rohr into the stop again for Scott's Bluff. We're down inside 10 minutes to go. Hastings hasn't had a whole lot of success winning football games. You might want to text down to Rick and tell him how to run the final 10 minutes, huh?
Well, that's one thing. They've had some troubles the last couple of years, but this is going to be a couple of nice back-to-back wins. They've got some mo going late in the season.
All right, here's Rudd again, fakes the ball inside. He's going to take it around the left end where he's upended here at the 48-yard line. And Hastings now looking at a third down. Trevor Morgan into the stop for Scott's Bluff. You know, Hastings got off to the 0-3 starts. This was really a must-win situation. Hastings High is still in the thick of maybe a possible wild card in Class B.
Well,
you can imagine that.
Well, and that's exactly right. And as I talked to one of the former players earlier this afternoon, I said the playoff run begins tonight because the win last week was important. A win tonight is very important. They're all going to be big games, but they've got Northwest, York, I believe Alliance, and Aurora left on their schedule.
Here's a pitch play to Mickey. Get outside across the 45 down to the 42-yard line. Going to be close to a first down, but on a fourth down situation with a 31-8 lead, Rick's not going to gamble at all here. He's going to send the punt team back out there and try to pin Scott's Bluff back deep. It's kind of odd talking about that, but Hastings High went 0-3, picks up the win last week over Seward. This would be a big win over Scott's Bluff. The Tigers have some very winnable games coming up, and Hastings High could conceivably maybe go 5-4 and sneak in as a wild card team in Class B.
Well, and this is, as I said, just a great opportunity to gain some momentum going in towards the latter part of the football season.
Here's a high kick from Tanner Jones. That's not going to sail very far. It's up in the air, and it's not going to take a bounce either. Hastings High down there to cover things up at about the 24-yard line. Opperman was down there for Hastings High. That was a punt of only 18 yards.
That won't help the...
No, he had a 54-yarder earlier.
Yeah, tried to just pin that one back deep. Got it way too high. No wind here really at all to speak of. The flags are moving a little bit from our right to left, from south to north. But the Tigers in control here. 7:48 left to go in the ball game, and Scott's Bluff was still the starting personnel in there. We'll call a timeout.
Nighthawks, the Omaha Nighthawks, are now trailing Hartford 20-10 early in the third quarter in their franchise debut. What else we got here for scores? We've got Aurora out on top of Waverly at halftime, 42-0. As a top-ranked team in Class B, the Aurora Huskies leading Waverly 42-0 at halftime. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings High 31, Scott's Bluff 8.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 7 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 31-8. Hastings High has got the lead over Scotts Bluff. The Bearcats want to throw the football. They're going to air it out. Morgan is out here, and he can't make the catches off of his fingertips, but then we got a late penalty flag. A late penalty flag here down the near sideline. Back in coverage for Hastings High was Gattison. Again, Trevor Morgan was the intended receiver. He just ran a fly pattern down the near side, and we've got a penalty flag down here for the looks like it's going to go on Hastings High. And that was our man, Roopster, who makes that call.
He better empty the ho-hos out of his pockets, because you could tell with the displeasure of the crowd down in front of us, they may chase him all the way back to Grand Island. I'm not sure about that one, Rooper. That was Rubbins racing, and they really didn't have much hand contact down there. So,
all right, Roopster over here to talk with Rick Rebogger. Rick seems to be satisfied. Here's one for you. Wood River is leading Blue Hill 21-19 at halftime. Wood River 29, or actually Wood River 21, Blue Hill 19. That score at halftime. We got some more scores we'll pass along to you. Here's a little flare pattern out to the right side. It's going to be caught down the sideline, 45-50, and run out of bounds as they get the ball coming out of the backfield. Mike Klein grabs her there for Scotts Bluff. Finally run out of bounds up here right about the first down stick at about the 49-yard line. Other scores, Axtell leading Shelton 7-0 after three quarters. Superior with a 28-0 lead over Thayer Central. Overton is leading Elwood 68-12 in the fourth quarter. Sargent 54 and Selma Myrna 22. Hastings St. Cecilia now leading Ravenna 24-0 at the end of the third quarter. First down and 10 for Scotts Bluff. They got the ball just shy of the 50. Here's a pass near side way over the head of the intended receiver, Klein. Back here in coverage, Langston and also Gynason. Second down and 10. Interesting ball games going on across the area tonight.
Tell you what, the Superior Wildcats, the old alma mater, they've a couple of classmates now on the coaching staff. Actually, the head coach, Kevin Miller, one of my classmates, he played down at the University of Nebraska, but he's got that program turned around. They've been in the dumps ever since I had left town.
Yeah, right.
But I believe that'll put them at about 3-1, and it'll be a nice victory on homecoming night down in Superior tonight.
All right, here's Lacey. Wants to back up. He wants to throw the ball, but he is going to be sacked, or he gets it back to the line of scrimmage. He's just scrambling off to the far side. In there was Opperman again for Hastings to trip him up, but Lacey did get back to the line of scrimmage, so no sack officially here, but it's now third down, 10 yards to go. We could see the Cats coming up here on the broadcast schedule locally in Hastings. St. Cecilia plays down there in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, they were beaten last week by, I believe, Wilbur Clatonia. They raided Wilbur team. But I get updates from the boys. They're kind of excited about their football team this year.
Third down, 10 yards to go for Scotts Bluff, right at the midfield stripe. Lacey on the draw play, hands the ball away. Harvey, big hole, 45. And, he is nailed by Brady Rutt at the 41-yard line. It's like running into a brick wall. Brady Rutt puts down Harvey right in his shoes there at the 41-yard line. It is short of a first down by a yard.
Boy, if you could see the video on that, that is one of the hardest hits we have seen this season in high school football. Boy, I tell you what, Brady Rutt plays big back there, 195-pound safety, but he come up with a load of wood, and the wood truck absolutely uprooted the ball carrier in Klein.
Fourth down and a yard. Scotts Bluff will go for it, trailing in the ball game. Here's a handoff again to Harvey. He angles right side. He's not going to get there. Getz is there for Hastings High and a couple of other guys. Angles off to the right side. Opperman is there for Hastings High. Holtmeyer is there. Hastings High will stop Scotts Bluff on a fourth down and a yard. And the Tigers get the ball back. That's actually a loss of 2 yards.
I was going to say, and actually I believe that's the third time tonight that on fourth and short, Scotts Bluff has gone for it on fourth down. And the Tigers have held very, very impressive showing tonight defensively. And boy, the names you mentioned, Getz, Holtmeyer, boy, they've had tremendous ball games last couple of weeks, and tonight they have really shined. The Tigers will take over first down at their own 43-yard line.
And now Tyler Rebarger is in the ball game for Hastings High. He fakes the ball to Herringer and runs the ball himself across the 45 to the 47-yard line. So Brady Rutt evidently done for the night as the second-string quarterback for Hastings. The coach's son, Tyler Rebarger, comes into the football game now for Pops. He fumbled a play last week, and it was on a pitch play. Coach Rebarger talked about it on the pregame show. He said he made sure his son knew exactly, don't do that again. He had guys wrapped all over him, and he tried to make a pitch. I said, did you play that tape two or three times before he went to bed?
Well,
you know,
I know the lawnmower didn't come out at the Rebarger residence all week, and I heard that Tyler had a pair of scissors in his hand. So you do the figuring on that one. It's a tough business when you're the coach's son and you're a backup quarterback as we got a timeout on the field.
Hastings High has got the lead. Time ticking down. The Tigers going for their second win of the season here tonight. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings High 31, Scottsbluff 8.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back at the Osborne Sports Complex in Hastings. High school football tonight from 1230 KHAS and also on Wild Country 106.9. Good sound and radio station out in Scottsbluff tonight. Unfortunately for you guys out there, not a whole lot to cheer about out of your Scottsbluff Bearcats this evening.
Tell you what, this Hastings High football team really came to play tonight as they hand the ball off to T. Jones. He'll be wrapped up right at the line of scrimmage. The tackler, Colby Olick, bringing down Tanner Jones. We talked about it. This is we missed the Tigers last week in their first victory, but, boy, they have played some good football tonight and really looking good to make a strong run down the stretch here.
All right, third down now for Hastings High. We're down to the five-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Hastings High led at halftime with a score of 17-0. Tigers had two touchdowns in the third quarter to go out on top 31-0. The only score for Scottsbluff on a big touchdown pass of 80 yards. Here's Rebarger now, the quarterback keeper, takes the ball down to the 42. That's going to be enough for another first down. So Tyler Rebarger, the 6-foot, 160-pound sophomore, probably the quarterback next year for the Tigers. He's already seen plenty of playing time for Hastings High offensively this year. He had 184 yards rushing coming into the football game. 0-1 throwing the ball with one interception.
Well, that came into one of the ball games we did late in the game, trying to make something happen. He threw the pick, but a nice run there. Tyler, two carries, 14 yards.
Here's a handoff to Tanner Jones, and now he is hitting the backfield, and down he goes. Busting through there for Scottsbluff, and making the stop there was Kobe Olick again, a 180-pound junior playing on the defensive line for the Scottsbluff Bearcats. That was a loss of 3 yards in a play. Now second down, 13 yards to go, but the Tigers have this one well in hand with 4 minutes and 8 seconds to play, 31-8 Tigers.
And as you said, I don't believe we'll see Brady run anymore. Brady unofficially ending the ball game, 16 carries and 63 yards and a lot of big plays defensively.
Rebarger fakes it up inside. He's going to run the ball himself. He's at the 40-yard line, breaks outside to the 35, spins to the 33, and takes it to the 31. Tyler Rebarger carrying the football there. Finally downfield, making the stop will be Reed Shaneman for the Bearcats defense as Rebarger takes the ball down to about the 31 or 32. They're going to spot the ball, in fact, right in between those two yard markers here. They're going to bring in the chains from the far side to measure here. So we'll have a measurement. South Loop has beaten Hemingford tonight in high school football. Final score of 28-20. Minden has shut out Centura 40-0. That is final. Layton in the second quarter has got the lead over Potter. The score is 14-12. Holdridge leading Sydney with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play. It is 32-17. Rebarger going to be about to 6 or 7 inches short down there. Adams Central has a 34-3 lead over Gehring with 2:49 to play in the third quarter. So the Patriots looking to snap a two-game losing streak. Tell you two-game losing streak, losing to number one Aurora and number two Crete in the last 2 weeks. So it's good to see the Patriots still rolling.
Yeah, they've got an outstanding team. We got to do them in Crete last week, the number two-rated team in Class B. They had Crete on the ropes, and it was big plays, a couple of turnovers that really cost the Patriots down the road. Tigers, by the way, just a little bit short, as Mike said. will give Tyler 13 yards on that that gain, bring up third down and a short one.
All right, we're down to 3:39 to go. Rebarger has got the troops set up here at the line of scrimmage with a wide receiver split to the left side. Hastings in an I formation now. They hand the ball away to Tanner Jones. He angles off to the left side, puts his head down, drives it to the 30, to the 29-yard line before he's brought down. Another first down for Hastings. Next opponent for the Tigers will be Alliance. That Alliance has got the lead in the fourth quarter over Lexington tonight, 31-14. That's Alliance 31, Lexington 14. That's the next opponent for Hastings High next Friday night. There'll be a road game out west. 31-8 here. Hastings with the lead as Rebarger has got the offense set down here at the Scotts Bluff 29-yard line. Rebarger fakes it up inside. He's going to run it himself across the 25 down to the 23-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Mike Huddleston, who's into the ball game now, a 205-pound senior for Scotts Bluff. But again, a nice pickup there on first down of about 7 yards. We'll call it second down and three for the Tigers.
Four carries, 34 yards for Rebarger. Now we're going to have about four backs that are going to be over the 50-yard mark tonight. And that, with Tyler carrying the football now, that's the sixth different ball carrier tonight for Rick Rebarger. And we got a timeout on the field.
All right, timeout. Time running out here in the Scotts Bluff Bearcats. Hastings High on their way to their second win of the 2010 season. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 31, Scotts Bluff 8.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, you've got a friend in the field, CBI Mr. Tire. Combine farm tires are 1,016 cash and carry for size 24.5 by 32 12 ply. Truck tires and straddle duals are also on sale. CBI Mr. Tire has 9 tire units to serve you when trouble stops you in the field. CBI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
KHAS.
All right, so Hastings High is now looking at a second down and three situation, and now radio announcer's nightmare that Rick Rebarger has sent in a whole new tribe here as the time is running down. That's Nick Valley, I think. Yeah, Nick Valley is down there. It's quarterback for Hastings High, and on the first play, we've got a penalty flag and an illegal procedure. I think Jake Rosin is in there. There's Cody Frazier into the ball game. Frazier, a junior tied in.
Austin Lamory in there. A lot of sophomores. We talked about 23 sophomores on this Hastings High roster, and there is a lot of them out there. So a lot of big things coming for the Tigers in the next few years. Tyler Rebarger going to be done, though. Four carries, 34 yards on the night.
Alex Olson is your wide receiver in there now. He's a wide receiver to the left side. Here's a handoff. It's going to go straight ahead. Now Rick so far into his depth chart here. He's not on the roster.
We knew there was troubles when we seen a mad scramble, and I think that was the signal for coach going, kids, get your helmets, because they were running everywhere down on the sidelines trying to get their helmet so they can get put into this football game.
So 44, who's just on that last carry, is not on the official roster supplied to us. That's always nice. 2:20 to play. Hastings looking at third down, 8 yards to go. And now we got another penalty flag down here. Man was going in motion. That was Tyler O'Callaghan for Hastings as Valley pulled out of there. The Hastings High quarterback. And we got another penalty flag on the Tigers. We have not seen a whole lot of penalties until the last couple of minutes. That's an illegal procedure call against Hastings High. So the second and third teamers mopping up here in the contest. 2:17 remaining here in the ballgame.
Well, varsity jitters. They're used to playing JV games, probably excited. We got a homecoming win. Dance later.
Dance coming up here shortly, I know. 10 o'clock, I know the official starting time.
Are you heading up for the dance?
Probably not. Here's Valley with the ball. Quarterback keeper at the 30, 25-yard line, down to the 20, and he takes the ball all the way down to the 17-yard line. Nick Valley, the third quarterback we've seen in there tonight. He's a junior quarterback. He takes the ball down to the 17-yard line. That's going to be a first down. Nick Valley on a little quarterback keeper around the right end. They pick up another first down.
17 of them. 17 in a bag for first downs tonight for the Tigers. And a nice pickup of 14 yards by Valley. Gets the ball in the red zone yet again. 2 minutes and counting left to go here in the ballgame.
31-8. Tigers have the lead. That's Rosin going in motion. Valley fakes the ball up inside. They've been running the same play about 10 times in a row here. Valley takes the ball down to the 13-yard line. So a pickup of about 5 yards in a play for Valley. Locally on 1230 KHIS tomorrow, we've got Hastings College football It'll be Hastings taking on number one ranked Sioux Falls. Airtime 12:15, kickoff at 1 o'clock, and that'll be a dandy coming out.
Bring your big hands, because as they board the bus after the ball game, we can wave at them. And we do not need to see them anymore as they move up into Division II football. That is a tremendous machine they have up in Sioux Falls.
All right, here's a handoff, and our mystery man is going to bang his way across the 15 down to about the 12-yard line. Check that. It's number 34 now. That's Michael Sadd, who's into the ball game. Rick Rebarger, if you're in black and you have an orange helmet, you're going in the game here tonight. Michael Sadd gets a couple of yards there. Third down and 8 yards to go.
Yeah, I think, actually, everybody in uniform has been in tonight's ball game.
Under a minute to play now as Valley is under center. Rosin comes in motion. Valley pulls out of there and then comes over here, wanted to pitch the ball, thought otherwise, and he is covered up immediately. That's a big boy there. Ty Dunkel, 240 pounds and a sophomore, plops right on top of Nick Valley. So that's no gain in the play, fourth down and 8.
I think they'll just let the clock run. Yeah, Valley's going to be slow at coming off here. It appears like maybe a left ankle.
Yeah, he's hobbled a little bit.
Valley.
How would you like to get into the game? You're the third string quarterback. You come in and now you're hobbled, an injury, and homecoming dance is coming up in 40 minutes.
Squashed.
He was
squashed.
By Ty Dunkel.
Yep. Legs kind of wrapped up underneath of him, and now we've got another quarterback in. Jackson Powers, another junior. Boy, I tell you, a stable of quarterbacks for Rick Rebarger.
So Jackson Powers, the fourth quarterback we've seen, and he's going to run the same play, and Jackson is going to be hitting down. He goes back here at the 20-yard line, so he can't convert on fourth down at 8. And that might be I think Scott's Bluff's got to run one more here with 12.3 seconds to play. So Hastings High will get ready for Alliance coming up next week.
And a bunch of other Bearcats.
Scott's Bluff has got a home game against Grand Island Northwest. So the Vikings will head out west. And Scott's Bluff will have a home game next week. Northwest enters the night with a record of 1-3 losses. Scott's Bluff going to drop to 2-3 after this one. Hastings High will have a 2-3 record. Stick around after the ball game locally on 1230 KHAS. We'll have our normal routine here on Friday. We'll have our player of the game, the coach's post-game show, and then we'll have the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. All the scores from across the state of Nebraska, week number 5 of the high school football season. 12 seconds to play. Tigers have the lead. There's a handoff here. Scott's Bluff has got some new guys in here. There's Kirby Thornton going to get the last carry of the ball game. Eric Marino is the quarterback there. And Hastings High is going to get out of here with a win. The Tigers win on homecoming night at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings High wins it tonight by a score of 31-8. And Jimmy, we'll have to dive into the record books. It's probably been a long, long time since Hastings High has won a homecoming game.
Well, it really is. We were talking about that at halftime with the Tigers out in front. We had another half of football to play, but a very impressive showing offensively, defensively. And, in as many years as I can remember, the Tigers usually come up on the short end of the stick at homecoming, but they finally nail one down. Two in a row for the Tigers as they try to get a little mo towards the end of the season.
So Hastings High wins it here tonight. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back and recap the ball game for you on both Wild Country 106.9, also on 1230 KHIS. You're listening to high school football.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings High wins it tonight. Final score 31-8. over Scott's Bluff. We'll give you the scoring here. Hastings High get on the scoreboard in their second possession of the ball game. They go 11 plays and 79 yards. Austin Herringer takes it in from 3 yards out. The point after touchdown was good. The Tigers led 7-0. That score held up until late in the second quarter. Scott's Bluff appeared that they were going to move it in and maybe tie up the football game, but they fumbled the football away inside the Hastings 5. It was picked up by Austin Guidison of Hastings. He returns it 89 yards back down to the Scott's Bluff 6. The very next play, Austin Herringer takes it in from 6 yards out. Point after touchdown was good. The Tigers led by a score of 14-0. Then Scott's Bluff trying to get something going right before halftime. They throw an interception. Brady Rutt intercepts the ball close to the midfield stripe. They had a personal foul on the play. Moved the ball closer to the goal line. Hastings had to settle for a 30-yard field goal from Tanner Jones with 2.4 seconds remaining. Hastings had a 17-0 lead at halftime. The Tigers score in the first possession of the third quarter on an 18-yard run by Brady Rutt on a 5-play, 46-yard drive. The point after touchdown was good. They made it 24-0. Then Scott's Bluff fumbles a punt inside the 5-yard line. It was recovered by Will Reimer. Hastings High then sticks it in the end zone to make it a 31-0 ball game in favor of Hastings. And then Scott's Bluff scores on a 80-yard touchdown pass from Grant Lacey to Matt Klein with 37 seconds to play in the third. The 2-point conversion was good. 31-8 was the final score as Hastings High wins it here tonight.
Well, as I said, coming into the ballgame, Hastings High needed this victory. They got one last week against Seward. They got it against a good quality opponent in Scott's Bluff, and offensively and defensively, a very sound performance tonight, as we'll hear from Coach here in a few minutes. Looking at some final numbers for Scott's Bluff tonight, their quarterback, Grant Lacey, was 7 of 17 passing for 118 yards, one interception and one touchdown, that coming there in the third quarter from 80 yards out. The Bearcats rushed it 31 times for 101 yards, so 219 of total offense. Four first downs is all the, eight first downs for the Bearcats in the football game. Out of that 219, 80 of those come on that one touchdown pass there in the third quarter, so that's a pretty good performance by the Tiger D. Passing the football tonight for Hastings High, Brady Rutt didn't need to do anything in the second half because he didn't even have a pass attempt. This was power football at its finest tonight. Rutt, 5 of 7 passing, 26 yards. Rushing the football, I got to go back a long time to see how many carries the football teams had in high school. 60 carries for the Tigers tonight for 292 yards. So 318 of total offense for the Tigers and 17 first downs. Individual numbers tonight, Tyler Rebarger, 4 carries, 34 yards. Tanner Jones, 10 carries, 70 yards. Brady Rutt, 16 carries, 63 yards, 2 touchdowns, those coming from 18 and 1. And Austin Herringer, 12 carries, 52 yards, and a couple of touchdowns in the first half, those coming from 6 and 3 respectively. A great performance from the offensive line. Defensively, a very sound game. The coach is going to be happy, I'm sure, when he comes up here. And the Tigers, with some momentum now, they can go have fun tonight at the dance, but then back to work tomorrow as they'll start breaking film now.
So Scott's Bluff falls to 2 wins, 3 losses on the season. They will play host to Northwest next week. Grand Island Northwest making the trip out west. Hastings High also 2-3 on the season. The Tigers have won 2 games in a row. Hastings High will have a date next week with Alliance. And Alliance, at last check, had a lead over Lexington in the fourth quarter by the score of 31-14. Folks, at 1230 KHIS, stick around. We've got our player of the game coming up, our coach's post-game show, and our CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. The folks on Wild Country 106.9, you'll do your thing now as you'll break away from our broadcast. Thanks for joining us here tonight in Hastings. Again, the final score, Hastings High wins their second ball game of the season. They beat Scott's Bluff, final score of 31-8.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
And we're back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings High wins it tonight by a score of 31-8. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Tyler Rehbarger carries the ball four times, 34 yards today. Tanner Jones, 10 carries and 70 yards. Brady Rutt, 16 carries, 63 yards and two touchdowns. Austin Herringer, 12 carries, 52 yards and two touchdowns. All our candidates for the Player of the Game. And then some guys on defense that made a big impact here tonight. Austin Geddes in for Hastings High, and also Dylan Hallmeyer called his name a ton of times here tonight. All candidates for our Player of the Game. And we'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
And our players of the game tonight, we're going to go defense here tonight for the Tigers. They hold Scott's Bluff to only 219 yards. 80 of those came on one big play for the Bearcats. Austin Geddeson going to be one of our players of the game. He's the guy who picked up that loose fumble and rambled down the sidelines for Hastings High on an 89-yard fumble return, took the ball down to the 6-yard line. So we go from a potential 7-7 ball game, what turned out to be a 17-0 lead for the Tigers at halftime on a nice play there by Geddeson for Hastings High. So he'll be one of our players of the game. The guy who really anchored the defense for Hastings High here tonight, Dylan Hallmeyer. He was all over the field for the Tigers tonight defensively. So co-winners tonight in these homecoming win for the Tigers, Austin Geddeson and Dylan Hallmeyer are players of the game tonight for the Hastings High Tigers. Stick around. The happy coach is up next. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Post Game Show up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Barn Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Barn Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
And we're back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings High wins it here tonight. Final score of 31-8 over the Scotts Bluff Bearcats as Hastings head coach Rick Rehbarger joins us on the post game. And Coach, congratulations, your team on that solid on both sides of the ball tonight.
Yeah, we were, we had some lucky breaks go our way in that first quarter. I was a little nervous. I don't think we practiced a left-handed pass much with Brady Rutt there. And we had that turnover there right away, but I thought our defense played outstanding. And then, it looked like we were able to, wear them down a little bit more in the third quarter. And again, our defense kept us in good field position the whole night. And Scott's Bluff, they're a physical football team. They just didn't have the bounce go their way. Austin Geddeson gets a nice, I think the ball just bounced into his hand. I don't even think it hit the ground and takes that back and helps set up our second score. And then, they fumble a punt down there, a muff a punt down there on their end, and we're able to score off of that. So, I like the win, and I take the win, and I'm not complaining about that, but we had some bounces go our way, and if we're going to be the kind of football team I think we're going to be at the end here, we still got some things we got to clean up, Mike and Jim. But I thought our boys played real physical football, and we challenged them to do that. And I thought they came out pretty prepared there in the first quarter and just kind of kept it going a little bit. The big play still got us, and that's something we still got to be working on. in our secondary. And then, you know, I thought maybe we got a little bit complacent there in the second quarter. But I'm proud of our boys, and it's sure nice to have a win like this. We haven't seen this in a long time. So.
Well, it is. You talk about the turnovers and the bounces finally went your way, and finally you guys take advantage of those turnovers, and instead of having to squander away any opportunity and not even a field goal attempt, you take them in for the touchdown. I thought that was big in the football game. But, boy, offensively, 318 yards unofficially, 292 on the ground on 60 carries. If you love power football, you got to love this tonight, because you didn't have a pass attempt in the second half of football. It was all ground, grinded out, smash-mouth football tonight.
Yeah, and I'm kind of surprised we had to do that. You know, we tried to throw the ball a little bit in the second quarter, and their pass rush was getting to us. But, you know, what can you say about our kids? That's our strength, and you know, that's what we're going to do. You're up 17-0. Then you get the quick touchdown there in the third quarter, and now you're just thinking eat clock. You know, that's what we're thinking. Our defense has been playing great, and that's really what goes behind the mindset of that. You know, we can throw the football. We work on it. You saw early in the first quarter that first series against them, they had their linebackers up there tight, and they were bringing them almost every play. And I was a little concerned about that in the passing game, but we handled that in the run game. We got them up there. We know where we can hit them. We can get the ball outside, and we were able to do that and move the football. So we work on the stuff, but fortunately, we didn't have to use it much tonight.
Coach, what was Scott's Bluff doing to maybe shut down Brady's effectiveness in the ball game
well,
as far as rushing?
Well, the DTs, if you notice, they were pretty quick. And even on some ISOs, 51, I don't know his name, but we were concerned about him from Scott's Bluff. You know, he was slanting underneath considered one of our best offensive linemen in Alex Keel and getting in our backfield. And there were some times where Brady was giving it, but, you know, we weren't getting very many yards on it. I think their linebacker was jumping in, and I actually had to tell, if you notice there in the third quarter, Brady was getting loose on some of those midlines. I sent him in and said, tell Brady to look to pull him. Because we were pounding it inside so much, we got their linebackers worried about the inside game, and that tackle was coming down, so then we pulled it and we were able to get him free a little bit. And again, that's kind of what we talked about in the pregame, Mike, about these defensive tackles pinching hard on us, trying to get to our fullback. And Austin did a great job running the football. I mean, he's a tough runner. And so when they want to concentrate on him, we just get, you know, Brady to look at the pole a little bit more, and he did. And we were able to spring some big runs out of Brady.
Yeah, and Brady last week having a great game against Seward, and tonight again in the ball game before you start making substitutions, Coach, I had you at six different ball carriers that touched the football on the offensive side of things, and the guys, they racked up the numbers. Your boy Tyler with 34 yards, Tanner Jones a good night. He had some fumble troubles early in the season, but 70 yards tonight. Brady was 63 and Herringer with 52, so kind of a double-headed monster out there with all the running backs you have. You're going to give other coaches, opposing coaches, some things to really look at with all the guys, that the talent that you have in there at running back.
You know, and that's some of the things I've been saying in the preseason. I felt real comfortable with our running backs, and I feel real comfortable with what we got at quarterback, and I feel real comfortable with what we got at fullback. Unfortunately, early in the season, we were having fumble problems with those areas, and it wasn't just one. It was different situations, and fortunately, our kids have noticed that's what's hurting us a little bit, and they're taking care of the football a little better. I thought, Tanner Jones ran the ISO really well, stuck his nose up in there, and he's a good downhill runner. And Brady's elusive. When I'm talking about Minky, late in the game there, when I put Tyler in there, it was just later on in the ball game, and he gave us a spark with some fresh legs, and was able to read some veers and get north and south, So that's what I've known we've had on offense all this time, and give our offensive line a little bit of credit there. They're stepping up and making those holes, or those guys wouldn't have those yards.
One thing we don't mention a lot is the kicking of Tanner.
Boy,
he boomed the ball into the end zone. We mentioned it that Scott's Bluff, their field position all night long was at the 20-yard line.
And that's another key that we've known we had all this time, our defense has just got to keep them pinned down there. And tonight they did it. I mean, hats off to our defense. Other than that big play, Coach O, I know he was just as frustrated last week with our defensive showing, and those guys did a great job of getting them ready, and we played a little bit more 3-4 because of their outside game, and I think they tried us a couple times on trap, and then they didn't have that, and The only thing they really were getting in that second quarter was their quarterback scrambling loose and maybe a sprint draw here and there because we were dropping so deep on their deep meshes. But they got that fixed, and I thought our defense played tremendous. And that was some of the things that we were talking about, for our pregame to our kids. You know, if we could put a ball game together on both sides of the ball and keep improving, we're going to be a good football team. We're not out of it. We've got to pick up some more wins, and we've got a tough road test ahead of us going to Alliance. And I've seen them on film already, and they're not a bad football team. But we liken it to say when we go on that trip that we're 14 points down just making the trip. So we got to be ready to play football next week.
Well, and you talk about all the offensive stuff, the performances tonight. Defensively, Blaine Gatz, Dylan Hallmeyer, Gittison. Yeah. I mean, you can go on down the line, Lammers. You got Brady Rupp back there at safety, and he's probably one of the hardest-hitting safeties. Yeah. He had a couple tonight that were just mind-boggling. But your defense has really rose to the occasion, and tonight they really had the quarterback on his toes all afternoon.
Yeah, and you mentioned those guys. I'm thinking about Austin Gittison, and I'm so happy for him because he had a rough outing last time out and played some solid football tonight. And I'm proud of Brady for stepping up and playing both sides of the ball because we need him, to be good on our defense as well. And Hallmeyer has been really consistent with our inside linebacker, and so is Casey. And then, I think Blaine Gatz had a tremendous game. I remember seeing Brandon Springer in their backfield a lot, 54 a lot, and we were doing a lot of slant in that 3-4. Those guys just did a tremendous job, I thought.
Okay, Coach. Go celebrate at the homecoming dance, man.
Yeah. Well, like you say, the girls are always prettier on a win like this. Right? So, thank you.
See you next
all
week,
our
Coach.
Support.
All right, bye. That's Rick Rebarger, the head coach for Hastings High. The Tigers have won two games in a row. Hastings now 2-3 on the season. Scottsbluff 2-3. Tigers get ready for the Alliance Bulldogs next week.
Well, that'll be a tough road trip out there, just obviously with the miles that are ahead of them in a school bus. Makes it very tough, but the Tigers got some momentum now, two wins in a row, and boy, offensively and defensively, as Coach said, you could not be any happier with the way things are going right now in Tiger football land.
By the way, Alliance, the next opponent for Hastings, has a lead over Lexington 31-14 in the fourth quarter. That'll wrap things up from the Osborne Sports Complex for a while. We'll be back tomorrow. Hastings College football here on 1230 KHS, the Sioux Falls Cougars. And down to take on Hastings College tomorrow here on this field. 12:15 for the pregame show. 1 o'clock for the kickoff. Hastings and Sioux Falls. Fortunately enough, Jimmy and I brought our jammies along. We can just kind of hang out. We'll be back with you here at 12:15 tomorrow. We'll see everybody then, huh?
Well, we'll get to escort the Cougars in and escort them out. The last time they'll be down here. But, if you're not doing anything tomorrow before the Husker game, come on out, watch this. You want to see a fantastic football team. They are dynamite. And they've got they are loaded again. We'll talk about that more as the game time gets closer tomorrow.
Stick around. We've got more coverage coming up. We have got the CPI Mr. Tires scoreboard show. Tyson Abronik will be along with Blaine Bulis, all the scores from across the state of Nebraska here tonight. But again, the final score in this one, Hastings High knocks off the Scottsbluff Bearcats, final score of 31-8. For Jimmy Purcell, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.